Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me wine.
An idiot. Sorry.
I'm sorry. This is your show.
Lord have mercy.
Your blouse?
I was wearing
your shirt is on, sweetie.
Yeah.
No, that's my shirt. This is my like blousey cover up.
Oh, fuck you.
That's your kimono.
That's my kimono. My Lindsay.
That's what she wears to go to bonsai.
It's my Lindsay.
You wear a kimono.
I did not do it intentionally.
That's my bonsai kimono.
Excuse me. That's cultural appropriation.
And welcome to Mama's and All right, guys. Oh, well. You should be used to our mess by now.
Yeah.
It's episode 37. Yeah, get used to it, okay?
Great.
Yeah. This is us. Deal with it.
Deal with it. Us and 37 people. Just kidding.
Whoa.
What?
What? It's 37.
It's Kevin Smith.
It's Kevin Smith.
Because 37 is like a big number in Kevin Smith world.
From Clerk.
Sure, Jen.
Because she sucked 37 penises.
Okay, my name is Vanessa.
In a row.
Okay. And with me, as always, is Christy.
Hola.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And who's the thirsty bitch?
And this week we have Jeffrey, the thirsty
lady
bitch.
Or Jeff?
Who's the thirsty? Hi. Thirsty bitch here.
Well, this is what, your third time in my house this week? So I would say yeah.
I would say yeah.
Okay, lady down.
Lady down.
So, Jeff, are you in heat?
Apparently.
So this is part three of our Father's Day spectacular. She's so fucking
now she's
thirsty.
All up on Christy.
Yeah, because Jeff Why? Pushed her away, so now she needs Christy.
What?
Shh, just let it happen.
No.
Back on track. So I don't even know where I was going.
This is our
your name's Vanessa.
My name is Vanessa. Welcome to Mama's and
Jeff
in
the third part of our Father's Day series.
Yes. Okay. So today, let's talk about our wine before we get even more distracted, because I feel like this is going to be a hot mess today. Today we're drinking Jeff's choice, right?
Which yes. I've never had before.
Okay, but still Jeff's choice, and he's very proud of himself. We're drinking
got big boy wine.
It's called Big Six. Whiskey bourbon barrel is what it says. And then this is a red wine blend. This is a 2015. And it has a big long story on the back that I'll try to read later when I'm drunk. So here we go. Yeah.
Basically, it's wine that the last couple months.
Three months. It was three months in a bourbon barrel.
And it was a bourbon barrel. So that means that this is a combination of wine and liquor.
I'm all about anything bourbon related.
Here. Look at the color of the wine.
Is Lagavulin bourbon or whiskey?
Scotch whiskey.
So Scotch whiskey.
Scotch whiskey is me.
I love Scotch.
Cause Scotch. I want a bottle of Lagavulin. If we make that happen.
Cheers, guys.
Teen.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
Oh, this smells great. I'm
apologizing in advance.
I'm smelling the tannins. I'm looking at the tannins.
Well, that's
I don't drink red wine because it has tannins.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. That's nice. It has like a...
See, I'll drink this. I'll drink this red wine.
It's good.
Good choice.
I approve.
I feel like this...
Mama's approved. Boom. Two thumbs up.
Yeah, I feel this will give us
shake
like
your
a...
tits.
Wait.
Shaking his
tits. Title of the episode, Shake Your Tits with Jeff Martini.
I like, oh my God. That's my TV show.
Welcome to Shake Your Tits.
I'm Jeff Martini. Shake those tits.
Shake your titties.
What kind of show would that be? Just like a contest of who could shake their tits the best?
I can like, I'm imagining, what's that show where the guy like runs up to people? What's his name?
Billy on the Street.
Oh, yeah,
the street. Best Billy show the ever. Yeah.
But I'm just imagining Jeff running up to people like, shake your titties, I'll give you $1. You suck.
You are horrible.
No dollar for you.
I probably should record that. I mean, I do it already, so it's like, wait.
Someone's going to punch you in the face.
I don't really do it, Steph.
Can Thank we please?
It's more fun when you explain the joke, Jeff.
Can we please go like run around South Beach and just ask people to shake
Didn't
their tits?
Didn't Mary say that 75 times last episode?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's not here now. So.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh. I'm in your world now.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to drink this bourbon.
You do that.
Speaking of, well,
did you just laugh into your wine glass?
Yes, I laughed into my wine glass.
What happened there, honey?
I don't know what happened there. I'm drunk already. No, I'm just kidding.
Apparently.
Guys.
And you're really short.
Not even 5 minutes in. Not even 5 minutes in.
Well, since you're a big fan of Billy Eichner, you guys know that he's rumored to be casted as the voice of Timon in the Lion King remake.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I am all about that.
Yeah. You're not gonna like who they're gonna.
I just want to see Hakuna Matata. He just goes up to screaming.
Well, because I can't. Here's the thing: I can't really talk about.
Mike was so loose. I'm like, I'm hearing it wiggle, and it's really fun. You're gonna hear it when you hear the podcast.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle. You're gonna hear it wiggle with Jeff Mercantini.
Ah, nice.
Hey, oh man.
The things I can't talk about Billy Eichner. I can't talk about him because
I know he comes on Parks
and Rec. Yeah, okay, but other people don't know this.
I know that.
It might be Dave, and then if he gets mad, it's fine because everybody laughs.
Okay. Yes, exactly. So like, I
know
him.
He comes on Parks and Rec. I know that.
And I love him for that.
You're also not gonna like who they're casting as Pumbaa, though.
I think you know that. I think I told you this, and you.
I think I might know this. Who is it? You told me this. For our that listeners that laugh. Don't already remember this, I hate Seth Rogen's laugh. Like it is the one sound that could possibly, like, be
make
used
her vagina
in
dry up real fast.
Like no, you know how people say like they what was it that they used on like
paints the picture, doesn't it?
Or something. They used like
Metallica
music.
Yeah,
like,
they did.
Like this would be the music, like the sound.
Drive
that they
you
would
out of your mansion.
Does. It's fine. It's just
no. I heard it. I'm just
no. We heard it.
No, yeah, no. But don't mind us because every episode's just been giggle fests the entire episode.
It really did. It did work out really well for us that we did not work together very long.
I know this.
We would have probably been fired.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Anyway.
Yeah, or separated. At least separated.
At least yeah. separated. Yeah, but no, the Seth Rogen laugh is basically for me what they would do to get me out of my mansion in hiding. Because no.
Like Noriega. It'd just be
the that conversation we were just saying.
Oh, sorry. We were giggling.
We were too busy laughing.
We were too busy giggling, you know, and
my
enjoying
uncle
life.
Was like part of that.
Are you allowed that to say that, thing? Though?
Yeah, he's retired. He's retired now, so that's fine.
I'm like, are you allowed to
yeah,
disclose
my,
that?
Not my uncle. Not my direct uncle. My great uncle, my grandmother's brother. He was like one of the six POWs that actually like got released from Bay of Pigs. And he was one of the people that was in charge of like the Noriega thing.
I want to know what was happening in that room when they were like, okay, we got to get him out of that mansion. What can we do?
Annoy the fuck out
How do we annoy him? Let's play Metallica. Like, worse. At what level? Who came up with that?
Was it Metallica?
Mm-hmm. It was some like hardcore American.
I mean,
rock.
I'm pretty sure it was, but I'll look it up. But yeah,
I wish it would have been like Menudo.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who chose the music? Like, who made the decision that what would make somebody go crazy? Metallica for 8 hours straight blasting.
I feel like anything for 8 hours straight would drive you crazy.
Not this.
That's what I was dancing to when I burned myself earlier.
It was called Operation Nifty Package.
Yeah. Operation Nifty Package with Jeff Mercancini.
I mean, I'll write it down. This is going to be the episode with 18,000 titles.
Nifty Package.
I don't even think I spelled
what?
That right.
What white person came up with that? It's a nifty package.
They were probably super nifty.
Gee golly.
That's probably the same person that thinks that if you put Metallica backwards, Satan would speak.
Well, obviously. I mean, that's obviously true.
Because I heard it on the internet.
Yeah. Duh.
Do you want to tell them what happened to us on our
way? Yes, I need to hear what happened to you.
So we are leaving our house all happy-go-lucky. And we get to the corner.
I think it's also worth mentioning that you don't have your kid this weekend.
No, we don't.
Until Sunday. Until we're going to pick him up for breakfast, and then we're going to the the kids' museum.
But I'm sorry to interrupt you. This is what they found. U.S. Army turned to psychological warfare, blaring rock music at deafening levels, gunning the engines of armored vehicles against the fence, and setting fire to the neighboring field and bulldozing it to create a helicopter landing zone. Reportedly, the song I Fought the Law by The Clash was played repeatedly, along with You Shook Me All Night Long, Welcome to the Jungle, and another song, Too Old to Rock and Roll, Too Young to Die by Jethro Tull, and Metallica music. So okay. It was like a combination of like rock and roll.
They had
music.
A playlist going.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They had like a
Guns
Spotify
Roses
playlist.
Made them like go crazy.
Well, think if you hear Welcome to the Jungle 80 times straight and you aren't Dave Ulloa, you're going to be going nuts.
I love it. That sounds about
yeah, but I love
Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, but you hear anything 80 times at deafening tones, like
yeah. Still like
he
like
didn't
the
have
dinosaur.
His like noise canceling headphones though. That's
this is
problem.
The like the 90s, and they didn't have that.
Yeah. Like the Dinosaur Diego song.
That's an amazing song though.
Click, take a peek.
Click, no, click. Take a peek. Now Neri's like, that doesn't sound like
I'm baby. So glad that he found Diego and Dora now. I'm so excited.
Link, oh, aren't you?
Link came home from camp today asking for Dora and boots, and I was like, no.
The problem. No, you're not going to.
No, that's
that.
Not. We don't have that here.
The problem is that the way that Nathan pronounced it, it's actually a derogatory term for a type of people. Because he says, go, Dago, go.
Yeah.
And we're like, I'm like, it's Diego. Say you watch Diego.
Like he'll walk up to the TV and be like, Mama, go take a go. Go take a go. And we're like,
no.
Like, that's not the show.
No, it's go Diego, go Diego.
Go Diego, go Diego.
Because he has an extra Diego in there.
Nice.
Okay, so
what happened to you guys?
You want to tell a story? Go ahead.
You flower it in because you.
Okay. So there we are. No. So we're waiting at a red light. And we hear an accident behind us.
No, and like
a hard accident.
Like, you hear metal crunching.
Yeah,
on metal.
And this was in our in the area where we live. So
in
it's like
neighborhood.
A neighborhood.
Right by the Chase.
Okay. Yeah.
At the light.
Yeah.
And so I look in the rearview mirror, and this guy, it looks like he was trying to merge into the right lane, mm-hmm. and he hit this lady in the back. Next thing you know, the guy just takes off running or driving, right. And he goes around like the left turn lane. Luckily, our light just turned green at that point.
So everybody moved.
But he took off through, and then you see this girl in the car that got hit, like, oh, fuck no. She gets it and takes off after him.
Nice. Good for her.
He crosses, cuts into the shopping plaza. Of course, I make a right because I want to see where it ends up.
Of course.
And he cuts into the shopping plaza. They come out, and he takes off in front of us. And we lost them when they turned into a neighborhood.
Did any of you decide to write down a tag?
We couldn't get close enough.
We were trying to get, and I had my phone ready to do it. And, like, literally, I was impressed at the fact that not only, one, did he take off thinking, like, that he was going to get away.
Right.
And two, she was like, fuck no. I am not letting this guy go. And they went out of the shopping center, back onto Bird,
mm-hmm.
then back next to that school that was there.
But he cut in front of a truck.
He cut in front of a truck to do this. And then goes in back into the neighborhood behind Pre-Tech.
Oh, my goodness.
And like, me and Jeff are just driving going.
And I wanted to turn left, but I was like, I don't know where this is
going
to head.
Yeah, I should just keep going.
Yeah, but.
So we were like,
well, hopefully she got his tag number.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She was chasing after him, like, and stuff was falling off his car.
Of course.
Like, it was because it was his front headlight. And, like, when he turned in front of us on Bird, you literally see a piece of the car just fall off. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and then probably stop.
So then we go eat. And then after we're eating, as we're driving down this way, mm-hmm. all of a sudden we just hear engines revving and cars peeling. And four cars just like...
It was four black, like black Honda Civics, like in Fast and the Furious.
Basically, yes. They were about to go do a job.
And they just take off peeling. We're like, what the fuck is happening? Everybody stopped.
Like, they all like peeled into the bus lane.
Maybe you guys should like stay home.
I think this is Grand Theft Auto. I think what happened is I fell asleep and I woke up in a land where it's Grand Theft Auto.
I think that's what happened. We were just driving and I'm like, can we just go home?
The likeliest of scenarios.
Yes, fact. Of course.
Obviously.
When he like walks up to somebody, steals their car, punches him in the face, and has sex with a hooker inside to revitalize his life, then we know you're okay.
Of course.
Yeah. Why do I know that?
Or my 33rd
Why
birthday.
Do I know that? Why do I even know that? That's a applicable scenario in Grand Theft Auto if I've never played
Grand Theft Auto.
Because you've sat and watched me play.
God.
And what else do you do in Grand Theft Auto?
Fuck hookers.
So they get money.
Fuck hookers, get money with Jeff Morgan.
Do you know how hard it is for me to like type in a title with a bad word? I'm like, this feels so wrong.
F a bar star.
E-F-F.
I still think Hookers. Operation Nifty Package is there. Yeah.
Right now, that's the leading contender
right now.
We should do a poll.
We could totally do a poll. Like, mamas, help us pick this week's title.
This is
with no context whatsoever.
With no context whatsoever. These are your options.
Oh,
oh my
man.
God.
You guys said you also had like a Nathan story.
Oh,
Jeff did.
Yeah.
Hi, Foofy.
My wonderful son.
He's adorable.
We were at home and he was grabbing some toys and he was just throwing them against the couch and he kept tossing them. We're like, hey, stop throwing the toys against the couch, because he was beaming them against the couch. So he didn't listen.
Maybe
and
he needs baseball.
Well, my brother-in-law can take care of that.
Yeah.
So I tell him, hey, stop it. Mm-hmm. You're gonna, you know, we told you to stop. He didn't listen. He doesn't. I finally grabbed the two. It was these two little like chattering teeth. And I like my parents got
him.
Sorry,
I didn't know you were raising Pee Wee Herman. Like,
no. No, apparently a family member of Jeff's just graduated from
Clarence College.
Dental. Yeah, come on.
Let's go.
We're all proud. We all packed into a VW Beetle, and the 30 of us went to a restaurant.
I would have orthodontic. I was going to say dental or ornithology or something. I'm like, no, that's like study of like,
isn't that like birds
or something?
But that's ornithology. So
that's what it is.
Yeah, I take them from him.
How do I know that
and
word?
He comes at me, and he starts like he's not. Like punching me, but he's like swinging his arms like, give it back, and I'm like, no dude, no. He hits me in the face. I get pissed. Christy grabs him and sits him down, and he starts throwing a fit, and then he goes, ow, I'm hurt. and then he points to a mosquito bite that he's had for 2 days on his foot, and he goes, the mosquito bite, it hurt. And I'm like, no bro, you hit me in the face, what are you doing?
I hurt.
You just hit me.
This just escalates better and better. Wait.
And I keep telling, and so I'm telling him, I'm like, Nathan, you hit me. And he goes, no, I hurt. I'm like,
yeah, my hand hurts from hitting you.
Apologize. He goes, no.
And I go, Nathan, you have to tell Dad that you're sorry. Go see if Dad is okay.
And he's like,
see if Dad is okay. He goes, no, I don't want to see if Daddy okay.
Yeah. So then she goes, sit next to him and talk to him. And I sit next to him. I go, are you mad at me? He goes, yeah. And I'm like, okay. And I go, well, are you going to say I'm sorry? And he goes, no. And I go, okay. Well, and I picked up a basket. And I go, you see this toy that you like? Mine now. You see this toy that I have?
And, like,
and then he goes, no, my toys. And I go, you see Diego? Turn it off. And he goes to the TV, grab, like holds it, puts his hands on it like Liv Tyler in Armageddon, and goes, Diego, my Diego. And I'm like, and I go, no Diego for you. And I take the toys and I go to I hide them in the bathroom. I go to the bathroom. Next thing I know, I hear, I hear feet coming, and he goes, I'm sorry. And I'm like, do you want your toys back? Yes, please. And I give him the toys.
You in the tray.
The tray.
Toys.
He grabs the tray, starts walking off, and goes, these are my toys.
But like, it's like a little
bitch.
Like,
yeah.
Bitch. Basically, he's walking with it, and all you hear, like, he didn't turn around to Jeff.
Yeah.
He's like walking with the tray. So these are my toys. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, if he's mumbling to himself, like, I don't know who that guy thinks he is.
But it was straight up like, the black screen, his hands on it. Just,
that's hilarious.
Dago, no, my Dago. And I'm like, okay, bro. All right.
It's like 10 minutes of like just content. And then that to just end it with, my toys, I don't know what you're doing. My toys.
No, and then your mom comes in while he's in the middle of the tantrum. And she's like, what's wrong? And we go, no. Don't play into it. No. And he's like, oh, I hurt. And she's like, oh, I bought a seat. I go, no. Stop. Turn around. Go away.
Grandmas aren't the best. Yeah.
They are not at really, all.
But she heard it.
I love my mom and my mother-in-law. I know like they just want to comfort them. But like when you're trying to like to teach a lesson or discipline, yeah, like, they're really not no the most helpful.
Like when your friends laugh when your daughter's saying stupid listen, shit really while you're trying.
Like, if you were in my house, I would have totally expected you to die at this of laughing. Entire
thing. Oh, it was... oh, me too. I would have been laughing hysterically.
Because I'm telling you, the kid, first of all, I don't want to see if daddy's okay. And then the hands on the TV was just classic. And then as he like walks over to daddy, he goes, I'm sorry, daddy. And he goes, do you want your toys? Yes. Okay. And then, no, I'm talking about my toys. And I was just, I like, look at Jeff.
Of course, Chris, yeah, the Christy, the model of support. Her face red from trying not to laugh out loud.
Oh, when he did that, I just turned and I went to my mom's room. I just, like, once I saw him go, those are my toys, I left. I didn't even try. I went into another room. I was like, no, I'm not going to be able to hold this in. I'm going to laugh in that kid's face.
Yeah. Yeah, so my jerk. He was a jerk.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I hate to have to break it to you, but you got a three-nager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
And I have one now too, unfortunately, because recently.
What did Dave do?
That.
She almost spit out her wine.
I did. That was good.
I feel like I have something in my eye. Do I have anything in my eye? I know this
anything.
Is like great conversation.
Yeah.
Let's Facebook Live this and see if
we totally can.
Let's see what's in my eye.
Look, I don't see anything.
Pull. Do you guys eyelash. See anything in her is it
eye?
Dirt?
I feel like I have an eyelash.
I don't see anything.
Does somebody blow into it?
You know that worked.
That always works.
Well, that was
maybe
the softest
like,
too. You're just
maybe
like
it's just like placebo.
She was like 10 feet away. Like if she has Ebola, she's like.
Well, I think I'm like, I don't want to get too close because I know I was at an angle that like this could go wrong for me any second. I'm like, if my foot's over there. My foot, yeah, it's like this.
Yeah,
could
knowing
just,
you, that could probably
yeah, it's terrible. Like this could just end horribly.
Well, Link today, I guess, woke up on the wrong side of the bed. And he was just an asshole from the moment he woke up to the moment I left. We both took the morning off because yesterday we picked him up from camp. We were told he was going to get the Camper of the Week award, which we were told that if they're giving it to him this early on, it's because he earned it. Because as camp goes on, like they just give it to the kids that haven't gotten it yet.
Okay.
So it's not that they necessarily earn it or whatever. So they're like, oh, we're going to give him they do like this little award ceremony every Friday, like if you guys want to come, whatever. So like Dave, that never gets to go to anything during the school year because he's got his own stuff. He was like really determined to.
Sorry, there's just a dog head on my crotch staring at me
a dog
with
tail,
eyes
like swiping my legs. So,
there's like, a lot of dog.
No,
stuff
and she's
going.
Just looking at me like with like these.
Like, wait,
you want to pet me?
Like, hello,
pet me.
Hola,
pet me.
Como
pet
estás?
Me. Pet me.
So Dave was like really determined to go, and I didn't have to. You know, I wasn't going to be super busy today, so I you know I was like, oh, I'll go too, whatever. So they call his name and. We're in the little thing, they call his name, and he's like clinging to the teacher, like he doesn't want to go to the coach or whoever the guy is that's giving him the award. And then he has like a hysterical meltdown and starts crying.
Uh-oh.
But like fat fucking tears, and like looking at the guy, he's like, no, no, I don't want it, And I'm like, I look at Dave, I'm like, this fucker is getting an award in my head. I'm like, this fucker is getting an award for Camper of the Week, which means that he was like the best behaved. He's the one that listened the most.
Obviously.
Obviously. And of course, it would have to be that when he gets
the best behaved award.
Behaved award, he's acting like a fucking douchebag.
But yeah, that's how children work.
I don't want it. No. And then he saw me and he was like, Mama. So He's a douche. And then just when we picked him up, he was like, we were getting home and he didn't want to be home. He's like, no home. I want to go bouncy. And I'm like, we can't go bouncing right now. He goes, I mean, we could have, but no. And he's like, no, beach. Let's go to the beach. And I'm like, we can't go to the beach. It's raining. And it like just started to rain. He goes, I'm like, Bobby, do you want to go get ice cream? And he goes, no ice cream. And then I'm like, and I'm just starting to think of things. And I'm like, do you want to go get cookies? Do you want to go to the cookie place? He goes, yeah, cookies. But like, so then we get to the cookie place. And then he was like, okay, so now where's the ice cream? And then in the cookie place, he was like running up and down. And like, they have these benches along the walls. And he was like running across them. And then kids sat there. Like, other kids sat there. And he was like, Mama, tell them move. And I was like, no, Papi, they can sit there. He's like, no, move. Like, he was just being a jerk face, like, the entire fucking afternoon. So,
is there a full moon today? Like, these kids are acting like animals?
There was a full moon a couple of
days ago. I was hoping that you were going to say that he's like, bouncy. And you said no. And then he holds up the Camper of the Week award. Like, excuse me. Are you telling the camper of the week he can't go to a bouncy?
I could have taken him to Jump and Jamboree for a little bit. And I probably would have had David not had to like be in Fort Lauderdale at 6 o'clock. So like, he's at a concert. So if he wouldn't have had to be somewhere, I would have suggested that we go for like an hour. But yeah, man, he was just being a dick. And then he didn't want to like eat dinner. And then he wanted like, he didn't want anything. Like, he didn't want the yellow rice that my mom got. He didn't want the right rice that I got. He didn't want the chicken. He didn't want the meat. Like, he just was just having a fucking day where I wanted to like smack him and be like, listen, bro, this is not the way that this works. You're being a fucking asshole and you need to straighten your... And then he does this thing with my mom that he knows that my mom, like, all my mom ever wants is to like squeeze him to death and like, but in like, you know what, in like a grandma way. And he is a douche and like doesn't play into it. So he's like, no. And then I'm like, and then I'm starting to get mad at him at this point, because there's a point of playing and then there's a point of disrespect, and like, I'm not gonna let him disrespect her either. So whatever, I finally put him to bed and I was like, I'm done. Because I'm done.
Yeah, I get it. Well, today I was like, I need 2 minutes to do something on the computer in the office. The kids are watching a movie. This is the perfect opportunity because Neri's not here today. So I came in here and I'm working on the computer and I hear my kids, like, it's like the moment I sat down, they start,
of course,
bickering.
Right.
And then it stopped. And then I hear Oliver go, Mommy? Mommy? So I tell him, I'm like, I'm over here, Papa. And he comes over and he's like looking and he sees me. He goes, Mommy? And he, like, we make eye contact and he goes, Mommy, Sophie hit me. And I'm like, you were fine. You found me just fine.
Yeah.
If you had been crying and calling for me, then I would be more inclined to believe you.
Right.
But you're a fucking liar. Like, no. Sophie hit me. And I was like, yeah, and I heard you messing with her, so I don't feel sorry for you. And he was like, he like just looked at me with his face like, that's not how this was.
That's not cariños.
No. So then like he left again the room. So I hear them talking and they were talking like babbling, whatever, just fine. And all of a sudden I hear, and I'm like, what the fuck happened? So I run out there and he's face down on the tile and I'm like, I think he fell off the couch.
What would ever lead you to that conclusion?
Did he look up at you and go, Sophie did?
No, he didn't. No, he fell off the armrest. It wasn't like he fell off the seat part. He fell off the armrest. I don't know if he went from the seat to the armrest and then down, or if he was trying to climb over the armrest onto the couch, but he fell off the armrest.
Jesus.
Yeah. And at that point, I was like, okay, buddy, it's bedtime now.
Yeah, Nathan, I just remembered the other thing he did yesterday. I think it was yesterday or the day before, that they told me to get him ice cream because, you know, he has his thing now. He's really into like vanilla ice cream. He likes it.
Oh, and I'm shocked.
I know. I mean, of course, food BFF. What do you mean? And then so
he eats it the same way you eat it.
I know.
Fantastic.
Look what you've done.
Except for when he uses construction trucks as scoopers.
Oh, yeah. He used the bulldozer as a scooper.
And the excavator. He was like using the excavator.
So I go to him. Look, your mom made spaghetti. Have some spaghetti, a couple bites, and I'll give you ice cream. No.
Here we go again.
It's like, here we go again. I don't like spaghetti. Yes, you love spaghetti. You eat spaghetti and spaghetti.
I hate
it's chicken tenders and spaghetti.
I hate the stage.
They pretend like they don't like anything.
But then, like 2 minutes later, they eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I go to him. No spaghetti first, and that. So he storms off, upset. But then, after about 10 feet, turns around, and I was kneeling down talking to him. I think this was on Thursday because I'd come back from soccer.
It was Thursday.
And I'm kneeling down talking to him, and he storms off, and then I see him turn around and come running at me. Christy's standing right next to me. He pushes, but he doesn't really push me for real. Like, he puts his hands, once he makes contact, he falls back and goes, oh, daddy,
hear me. Gonna be a great soccer player.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I told her, I'm like, you take care of your flopper kid over there.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, he hear me. And then I go, she can see you. And then he's like, And I go, go eat spaghetti. And he gets on me.
But he got there just in time to like make physical contact with Jeff.
Yeah, there was no shove or anything. It was just the moment that his hands hit, he just fell back.
I was with you at Target when Sophie was having like a meltdown, and she goes, mommy, don't hit me. Like, if Vanessa abuses her, like, I was like,
she was like 5 feet away from me. I'm like, I wasn't even like winding up to hit her. She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Super loud in front of everyone, so everybody knows now that.
Yeah, I beat the shit out of my kids, guys.
Yeah.
Beat the shit out of them. No, the
Link's thing is, mama, me cry. Me cry. Because he doesn't say I, and like, it's cute. Like, I don't want to correct it. I'll correct it eventually, but like, right now it's cute. Mama, me cry. And I tell them, I'm like, okay, cry. Why are you crying? He goes, Link, and cry. Okay, but that's not a reason.
Yeah.
I just want you to know what's happening.
Yeah. And then he goes, and then he'll do this, and mama, I'm hurt. Yeah. Mama, I'm hurt. And he shows me his, like, a cut from like 4 days ago or whatever. Like,
he has a cut because
like a little, or a bump or a bruise or something.
Somebody here taught my son that when you have a boo boo, you kiss it and it makes it better.
Oh, maybe he taught Link that because he's been saying that.
There you go.
Because now
blame her.
The other day he came back. We came back from the beach and he had like cut himself on like the bottom, like the pad of his foot with like a teeny little cut of like a piece of shell or something probably. And then he looked at it and he goes, "Mama, kiss it, make it better." And I'm like, "Where the hell did this come from? I never said this to you."
Yeah, but the problem is Nathan's not hurt when he says it. That's when he'll fake fall.
He doesn't know what.
And then he goes, "Mama, foot hurt. Kiss and make it better." And
I'm like, "My kids don't say that."
Yeah, well, she taught him to do that.
Yeah.
So no, like, he'll do.
Like when my kids get hurt, like Oliver fell, and I saw a little bump on his forehead, and I always like kiss where it hurts. Like he said his foot hurt, so I'll kiss his foot, and I don't say, "Oh, I'm gonna kiss and make it better." I just give him my kiss, and that's it. Like it's. Oh, no.
I do the same thing, but I've never told him kiss and make it better.
Oh no,
maybe I said, "No, you want me to kiss and make it better."
No, this one.
Maybe it's your fault.
Yeah.
It probably is.
No, it probably.
Well, he did it. Then it is.
Well, he did it to me the other day at school. I went to pick him up last week, and there was I got there, and he was playing in the playground area, and he runs up to me, and he's like, mommy. I'm like, hi, baby. And he goes, mommy, come with me. And he goes, mommy, look. And there's a little girl that's lying down there playing on the grass, and he goes, mommy, look, she has ouchie, and she had like a little cut, like on the left side of her nose, and the teacher was there, and she goes, oh yeah, I told I had to send a note with her parents, they had to cut her nails because she scratched herself because her nails are too long, and I go, oh yeah, papa, she has an ouchie on her nose. He goes, mama, look, kiss and make it better.
And I'm like, some other random?
Yeah, it's a random girl. And I'm like, no, papa, I can't kiss and make it better. He goes, mommy. And I go, okay, papa. And I just patted her on the head.
I'll pet and make
that'll
it better.
That'll do.
I like pat her. I go into the
that'll
and
do,
I pat
child.
Her on the head. And she goes, I goes, better, papa? And he goes, yeah, mama, now we go.
The reverse, though, is like that he does that to you, too. So if you get hurt, he'll be like, Dada, you okay? Dada, okay? We're hurt. And you point and he goes, okay. And he just gives you a kiss on the head.
So sweet. And he goes, I'll better? I'll better?
I'll better? Goes, I'll okay. Better,
Papa. Well, this week, Oliver's been waking up super duper early. Like, well, I know you guys don't sleep, but I do.
What's that?
I sleep. So he's been waking up at like,
you know me.
5:30 or 6, and I'm like, this is too early. So I'll bring him into my bed. Even if he stays awake, at least I'm laying down in my bed, and Sophie's already there. So I'm laying there and I keep telling him, like, Oliver, be quiet. Sophie's sleeping. And then this morning, I didn't say anything. And Sophie woke up and she was like, Oliver, be quiet, mommy's sleeping. So he like rolls over and he looks at me and my eyes are closed and he just starts like petting my face and singing a lullaby to me. And I'm like,
oh my God, how cute.
That's amazing. That's
the cutest thing ever. I'm like, I wish I could record it, but I know he would stop the moment I try to pick up my phone.
Of course.
And I'm like, this is so cute. My baby.
Yeah, see, that's, I'm okay with the like cuteness factors and the doing stuff like that. I just don't want him to kiss on the random children.
Yeah, no, I don't want to kiss random children. You might get in trouble for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, and I don't want him to like. The only thing I'm happy about is that he asked me to do it. So that means that he's not getting random kids and kissing it and making it better.
Yeah, that's a problem. It's a problem that's I have with plus. Sophie.
But luckily, he hasn't had that, so.
But that's a problem that I have with Sophie. Like, she loves giving hugs and kisses. Like, she's just super cariñosa and she'll hug and kiss everybody. But then she does it at school to her little friends and they don't want to be hugged and kissed. And then she gets in trouble because she keeps kissing people. And she tries to kiss people on the lips. And I'm like, you can't do that.
Yeah, Lincoln does that too.
Like, so you I've need had to ask permission.
I've had to stop him because...
We need to get consent.
This is how it works.
Yeah.
She's like, but mommy, I just like hugging and kissing my friends. And I'm like, and that's great. But you need to make sure that that's what they want. Because if they don't want it, it's uncomfortable.
Right.
And then you get in trouble with your teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mommy.
And still gets in trouble with the fucking teacher.
Yep, same. Link does the same thing.
Hey, so I was telling Christy, I have this this new story that I had mentioned to her. Oh. That I wanted to bring it up to you guys to get your reaction. So in India,
seems like it's going to go well.
Oh, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So this guy gets bit because it's India.
Oh, obviously.
He gets bit by a poisonous snake.
Okay.
And this has actually happened. This isn't some kind of a joke.
Okay.
He realized that he wasn't going to be able to get the help he needed in time to get anti-venom. So he decided to turn and bite his wife. To try to give her the venom that was within him that was killing him so that she would die too and they could die together.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Yes. He believed that because he was had
like
venom
a
from
vampire?
These... Yes. That he would now have the properties of a snake and be able to inject her with the venom that he was coursing through his body and killing him.
That's not how this works.
That's not how any of this works.
Can you please get me my... Thank you.
No.
Like, no. I can just picture
Mr. If, Superman.
One of the guys does that to you, just turn and punch him in the face.
Oh my God, I'll punch him in the dick.
Like, what the fuck were you thinking?
Yeah, I saw that. And I
think
just
the venom
was...
is melting your brain.
Well, it is. But it actually physically is.
Actually melting your brain.
Yeah, he probably thought he was a vampire by that time.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, thank you.
But I thought that was incredibly odd.
When Jeff told me the story at first, like the way he said it, when I heard it, I was like, fuck him. I'm like, why would he have a snake bite his wife? And then he's like, no. He bit his wife. And I go, that's not how that works.
No. Así no funciona.
I mean, the snake bite the wife, like that's very Antony and Cleopatra.
Yeah,
that's but like that he tried to think that no.
He believed that he had reptilian
sure Jan
DNA now.
Sure Jan.
He was a snake man.
Hey, that's how people get superpowers, okay?
Yeah, that's what he thought. That's exactly what he thought.
You know,
6 months from now, we might have Snake Man.
We might have a snake vigilante.
Oh my God, a mass Snake Man. Who goes in
falling.
The night?
Yeah.
What is it? The
Globo Gym cover?
Yeah.
Sorry to disappoint you, super villains.
Show you how snake-like I can be.
I didn't mean to slither in on your plans.
Jesus.
Wow. How many more snake puns can we make?
I was just about to say the same thing. Like, how many snake puns are there?
Oh my. You know he's coming because you hear a rattle. Like a
Se anuncia.
Se anuncia. Oh no, he's angry. Oh yeah, our Globo Gym picture.
Could you raise in your Halloween?
That was when I proposed to her that day.
That's how you got to wear it.
I got her to dress up in that outfit. I proposed to her like 6 hours before. Shiny.
Here's the sparkler. Oh. Put this shit on.
Yeah. See these messed up teeth and this mole? Put that on your face.
Really? You couldn't? You had to make her wear messed up teeth? She could not skip the messed up teeth.
No, that's the character.
I didn't wear
Listen,
it for long.
Listen, I go all... When I do Halloween, I am very much... Like, I want to be the character.
Like that too, which is why I like stopped doing a couple things with him. Because, like... No. Because he always wants to do, like, weird shit, too. Like, he always wants to do, like... Not weird shit,
Keep
but he always
shit
wants to
in
do,
the bedroom, please.
He wants to do, like, nerd... No. I'm just not even going to talk about that. He always wants to do, like, nerd shit. And, like, I'm overdoing nerd shit.
I need you to come into my room and say that there's trouble on the bridge of the Starship Enterprise.
He would totally do that. Yeah. He would totally make you do that.
Wait.
Or he's made
it. Or
he's already made
it. I was trying to give her the benefit of
that. Engage.
He is a fan of like the mod 60s kind of dresses that are like long sleeves and like kind of short though. So like anytime, and I like those dresses, I think they're like flattering. But anytime that I wear one of those, he's like, "You're wearing an Uhura dress." And I'm like, "Okay, weirdo."
Slow it down.
No, bro. Let's back this the fuck up.
But like, what has he tried to make you dress up as? Not that. Not in the bedroom.
On for Halloween.
Whoa. Talking about the Halloween stuff.
Atrevido.
I'm like, babe, that's personal.
I'm talking about the Halloween stuff.
No, you know, he just has to text Dave, and Dave will be like, she did it.
Yeah. Hold on. Here, let me show you this.
Oh, yeah. Dave will send you
along
pictures.
With the dick pic. I didn't need that, bro.
We haven't gotten one of those in a while.
He's been distracted. Well, like...
He's been distracted.
2 weeks ago, he was here, so he wasn't going to send me a dick pic while he was here. Last week...
He's done it before.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Last week, we were...
There is a vault.
Maybe there was some coaxing from me for him to attempt that.
Last time he was here, I was like, you should send her a dick pic right now.
Last week, we were not on the best terms, so I didn't get a dick pic.
Mm.
And tonight, he's at a concert, so I doubt he's going to remember to send me.
You never know. He might go take a pee and be like, oh,
he's
I can
a rock concert with my dad, so I don't think he's going to send me.
I think he's learned his lesson about sending penis pictures around family.
Yeah. There you go.
Exactly.
I was going to say, I was like, is Bingo maybe Blanca. Rock concert, he might get frisky, but no, it's with your dad.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he goes to the bathroom, it might be a reminder.
This is like their Father's Day gift my mom gave them, so.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I think that's the weirdest one that I've ever made you do was the dodgeball one.
Yeah, because
she dressed as a can of soup last year.
But
that was her choice. She came up with the idea for that costume.
That's still weird.
Yes, but I was a cute can of soup. I got a dress.
You were a cute can of soup. But it was still a can of soup.
He wanted me to be a straight up, like,
sell that costume.
But it was your idea to do the costume.
Because it was something I could make cute and a ridiculous thing that you could wear.
Yeah, for the listeners, at Wet Hot American Summer, we were the chef and the talking can of soup from Wet Hot American Summer.
Mixed vegetables.
That's what it was. You're right.
Better.
He hasn't wanted to do anything like weird for Halloween, but it's always like he wants to do everything like as screen accurate as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Which always
we're tired just imagining.
Which involves like several hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. So I always just like, and I'm fine with doing like a cute
party city
costume or like a spirit Halloween costume. Like it doesn't have to be like no patando. Like
your costume last year was great.
Halloween costumes, thanks. Halloween costumes, like I think are insanely expensive to begin with.
Yeah,
like
they are
$50 for like a fucking horror
that
like,
doesn't
polyester
even fit
dress
right.
That doesn't even fit right. Like that's stupid. But I understand the market. Like I understand the way the market works. So whatever. But that's the only thing. And that's it. And then he always wants to do like nerd stuff, so he always wants to do like we did Mario and Peach 1 year and that was cute, but then he
were
always,
you whore Peach,
but like I had
or was
like,
he Peach,
I was slutty Peach,
de Peach, and he was de Mario,
I was Peach, but then, like he didn't want to get the Mario costume, he didn't want to get, I got like the Party City like slutty Peach, you know, whatever, it was cute and short and had like a little petticoat, it was actually adorable, I have pictures of it,
totes,
but
adorbs.
Then like he didn't want to get the Mario Party City costume, he wanted, we had to go to fucking Goodwill to find jean overalls, and he wanted a red long sleeve, like a real red long sleeve shirt, he had like the cap, he had it made, and like you know,
no, see, I don't
embroider, like it's like fucking, it's like a little much, bro.
When we did Wreck-It Ralph last year. I just said I'm buying the Wreck-It Ralph costume. I'm not gonna fucking.
Yeah,
waste
and the only reason
it.
I made my own Vanellope's and Fix-It Felix for Nathan, because I was Vanellope and Nathan was Fix-It Felix, was because there wasn't a Fix-It Felix costume. I couldn't find one for Nathan.
Fix-It Felix is easy,
and it's
like
just
denim
a work shirt.
Yeah.
Well, and on Etsy, I found somebody that sold the patches.
So yeah.
So I bought a Felix patch and I bought the Fix-It Felix hat on a baseball cap. And that's it. But the Vanellope, I had to make it completely because it only existed for kids, for little kids.
Yeah.
Like, I have my dream costume that I want to do with the three of us, but it's convincing her.
Audible sigh.
Yeah.
I heard it.
I want to do Jaws, but I want to do that. I'm Quint getting eaten by the shark and that Nathan's a little Chief Brody.
And then
Christy was going to be
the wife. Or the
yeah, you were just going to be the wife, or, and then your Richard mom Dreyfuss. Wanted to be Richard Dreyfuss.
This is my life. People.
I'm so bored listening.
This is my life.
I'm
well, that's the thing is, I told mom, I was like, that's just
I'm your I'm mom so sorry wanted to be that super original Mario and
that's
Peach costume.
That's a great
costume.
Title too. Your mom wants to be Richard Dreyfuss. Like,
and here I am.
I'm like, all you need to do. I was totally talking her into it too. I was like, all you need is a little knit beanie, and you have your jean jacket.
Well, I had a cute one for like, or I mean, we could still do it. Link is little enough, but like, I don't necessarily think that Dave matches for it. So,
oh my god, what?
I wanted to do Khaleesi, and then I wanted Link to be my dragon, so I could be the mother of the dragons.
That'd be
but
awesome.
Then, like, Dave can't be Khal Drogo. Like, I love you, babe.
He's missing like a foot and a half, yeah. Height wise.
Yeah.
So he can drink and know things.
Sure, that's all. That's
but I can't make him be Tyrion.
I mean, he can get like.
Who wouldn't want
oh
to
oh my
be
god,
Tyrion?
He could be Tyrion! Holy shit, he's already pretty much Tyrion.
Tyrion and Khaleesi have moments together.
I drink wine and I know things.
Oh
like,
my god.
Related.
Oh my god, Dave, please be Tyrion. Oh,
David, please.
Oh my god, please be Tyrion.
But Tyrion is awesome. If you have to be a character.
He's the shit.
Tyrion's also blonde. And
no, not blonde. Wait, no, I'm not thinking Tyrion.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are.
No.
It's chiquitico.
No, Tyrion.
Yeah.
No, yeah, yeah. Thinking. No. Sorry, I'm thinking somebody else.
That's who you're thinking of. You're correct.
He ain't so, no Jack Snow or Will Snow or whatever.
Jon Snow. What the, oh my god.
Okay,
I wish.
None of those names were correct.
John, too much wine for Jay.
I actually have to tell you, Dave's not far off because Kit Harington's 5'8. He's not tall at all. So
he could be Jon Snow.
I mean, he's got like the type of hair. Sort of like the same.
He could
texture.
Do. He could.
I'm
do
sure trends, in yeah. some storyline at some point in
he
time
he would have to shave his face though.
Khaleesi.
They are related.
Exactly.
They're gonna.
Oh yeah, because that stops people in Game of Thrones.
Clearly.
Well, that's true. You're right.
First fucking episode.
Yes, the first fucking episode. Yeah. You're correct.
Brother and sister go to Pound Town. Okay, let's
Pound.
Go to Pound Town. With Jeff Martin.
Do you want me to write brother and sister going to Pound Town or just going to Pound Town?
No, going I think to going to Pound Town.
That has a better ring.
Or Pound Town with Jeff.
Pound Town with Jeff. Take a trip to Pound Town with Jeff Martin.
It's not even the brother and sister.
Like
it's
my
like
whole,
twins.
All
like,
my notes. Look at title.
Oh, yeah, that's
title.
True. All your notes are titles.
My notes is just titles.
I'm okay with this. No, because I was what I was thinking. I was like titles. Lincoln could be a little Jamie Lannister.
No, but Lincoln could be Tyrion.
Actually, yeah. Dave could be Jamie.
No.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
You could do that.
Oh
dude.
My god, that would be
she's
so great.
Amazing.
But I love her. Yeah. Like I love her. She's an asshole, but I love
oh, she's
her.
The worst, but yeah. She's amazing.
But she's a great character.
I just Halloween's my favorite.
I love
holiday.
Halloween. Don't get me wrong. I love Halloween, but like I don't know para tanto. Like it's not
well, that's my thing. Like I love Halloween and I love but like my thought process goes now before it was like what do I look good in that's short and will get me some? Now that I'm married and have a child, my thought goes to...
You still don't want
to
look good and get some?
I worry... No, because...
No, I'm more worried about what can I wear that's going to stay on if I have to chase
it. Exactly. What's going to... That I'm going to be... That I have to chase it. And then also because...
See, I sent Dave to chase him.
We are not in like middle USA. We are in freaking Florida, which October is...
Still hot as shit.
Which is
hot.
Why the slutty costumes work.
For Yeah.
Right.
But for kids...
That's why
every
I've never
costume.
Had like a real costume. I've always done a slutty costume because it's hot as fuck.
Yeah,
because
all the costumes for Nathan, it's like these like felt body suits
and... like plasticky and they don't breathe. Like, they're awful.
And I'm like, this kid is just going to be miserable the entire night. And then it'll last like 20 minutes.
But he was good. He's good for the most part because he's
look cute for pictures. And
yeah. No, but the thing is that he gets hot. Like, so I don't want to. And I feel bad. Even if he's like, okay, like, I just see his like little red face running towards me and I'm like.
Oh, that's what happened to us last year. Sophie was Elena. And we had bought her like the Elena shoes, but it has a teeny tiny little heel, like a half inch heel. And she insisted on wearing them the whole night. Like, typical Miami girl, I'm not taking my shoes off. Yeah. I'm at the club, not taking my shoes off. Like,
don't be pata sucia. I ain't no pata sucia.
But she refused to take them off, and she was so miserable. And I'm finally, like, Sophie, you have to take your shoes off or we're not going to keep going trick-or-treating. So, like, I brought sneakers for her. Put her sneakers on and she was a completely different child.
All right, let's do this.
Let's go.
Round two. The night I got pregnant. Look, I'm not going to show you a picture of it, actually.
Oh, I was like,
that's how drunk I was that I was laying on top of an inflatable whale.
Is that
whale.
The father?
Is that what
that Dave explains?
Is that Dave's costume? No.
He was an inflatable whale?
I was really,
I mean, they are the same
other
size.
Areas would match.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's how shwasted you were?
I was laying down on an inflatable whale, and every once in a while I'm like, this seems like fun. I'm gonna hump the whale. And I would hump the whale every once in a while. I was really fucking.
And then Dave slowly like pushed out the whale and slid underneath.
Really she's so drunk she won't notice.
Hump
basically.
And then that's
like, how did you know?
Mommy, Daddy, tell me the story the night that I was made.
Oh, but that's not. I wouldn't call that a slutty.
But no, he's not even Mario.
It's short. Well, because his little brother was Mario and he was Luigi. But like
that's Sebastian?
Yeah, that's Sebastian so when he was little.
I remember that picture.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So teeny.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Whoa, so cute. Whoa, whoa. But that's a regular. That's a Mario and overalls. Then,
that wasn't. That's Luigi not. Because I've seen where it's like you can see the Mushroom Kingdom. Well, that's how
can't
tiny
see it because my purse is covering it, but it ends at the purse. Like it's not.
Oh, so it was
I just
a short...
Cinderella one year and
the Mushroom Kingdom.
It was my Cinderella costume was like
stuck on it.
You can see me.
There's
breathe.
A joke, and I can't find it.
Yeah, well, see, the warp pipe Mushroom Kingdom.
That would have to be in the MySpace, okay. And I don't have access to that account.
Yeah. Yet. Do you know that you can get access to your
okay.
I understand. I have to figure it out. Like another joke.
There. There has MySpace. To be, yeah.
You can email MySpace's like customer service or whatever.
Yeah, they'll unlock
and
your account.
And they'll unlock your account and give you like a new, like a temporary login or whatever.
I have to because I have so many pictures on there.
I want to know what Tom's up to.
I don't care about Tom.
Is he still number one on your top 8?
No, I have to. I have a lot of pictures. I was just thinking, like, that Cinderella picture's on there. The year that I made Mike and his friends' costumes, that I made them into the two twins, the dread ones from Matrix, I created the entire costume for my friends. Like, I made them, like, wigs, and I spray-painted them. Like, I got the Rastafarian wigs, and I spray-painted them white. Like, I painted them. I got suits, and I spray-painted suits.
I'm exhausted listening.
Yeah. It was very...
That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, so they were, like, all this decked out, and I was just, like, a hoary Cinderella. It was amazing. We were not a couple, so they didn't have to do a couple outfit. But I looked cute.
I believe you.
I was a slutty gangster one year. That was fun.
Oh, my God, yes, you were. You were a slutty gangster.
I had a fedora.
I was a slutty cop. And then the year after, we traded. Yeah.
Saving money.
I will tell you, the funniest thing is, like, of all my costumes, my favorite one.
There's a picture of me dancing on my friend's coffee table wearing that.
There's pictures of us. Hold on. I'm finding these pictures because there's pictures of us from that Halloween.
Yeah.
So, you know, my favorite is the most, is just the perfect example that, you can make anything sexy and slutty.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to find the picture.
Just gotta show your boobs and butt.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that how it works?
We made these costumes like because we was for a good amount of time that like for a couple years that we would make our costumes, except for the year that I was slutty Hermione.
I've always wanted to do the slutty Hermione, but then I can't because Dave will take it too far.
Well, what do you mean the person that wrote a song about?
Wrote a song about boning her.
It's awesome. Great. No, it's a fantastic. Did I say it was a bad song?
No. I think, but obviously that guy wants to bone her mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Jeff.
Ah, speak of, you have it. I found it.
Bro, he would have a panic attack if he just comes home one day and you're just like, welcome to Hogwarts.
Well, I dressed up like that for a part. I dressed up like Slytherin Hermione before we were together.
Yeah, it's Leviosa. I love it when you correct me with magic spells.
Anyway,
that's funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll show you Defense Against the Dark Arts.
So many issues. And the funny.
What? I'm going off the movies. I just have to remember. I never read the books, so.
This is me.
Get out.
Look, this is me.
Oh, because Neri's read the books. Or a book.
I don't listen to him. Yeah.
This is me. Slutty Little Red Riding Hood and While I'll Never Dye My Hair Red. Oh. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Silence works.
Yeah,
really
silence
well.
Works great on a podcast.
Great for podcasts.
So I was like, hey.
That's also what happens when I wear heels with Dan.
Look at you with the red hair.
His face is perfect. Heck to motorboat you all night when you're
was he
wild.
The huntsman? Or
no, I think he was just a pirate.
Okay. Or I would have gone with Power Veer.
Or that. You know, whatever.
I bet you, I bet you that that wasn't a costume hat, that he actually had that hat.
Oh, probably.
He still has it.
That tri-corner hat.
Of course. Of course he's got a tri-corner hat. What are you, new here?
That was from my side gig as a town crier.
British are coming.
That's funny, bro.
I can't.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Because, see, we've done a lot. We've done, we did the first year that Nathan was little, we did the Ghostbusters one.
Right.
That you made the Ecto one.
That I built
was
the Ecto one out of the little. The
did
little...
you make him Slimer?
No,
he no. He was a Ghostbuster, but I got one of those should've yellow and red.
Slimer. I feel like that's a missed opportunity.
No, it's not because you didn't see the car that I made him. I made him an Ecto one from scratch. Like, I painted it, I built it, it had working lights,
that's
it played the Ghostbuster song.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was Marshmallow Man.
Perfect.
And Christy was another Ghostbuster, so he was riding around his little. We'd push him around in the little Ecto one, and that was at the office, I think.
That was at the office, and then we trick or treated like that with him for a little bit. But then, like last year, we did the year before last, and then we did the Wreck-It Ralph family, and then this last year, we didn't care. And
he wanted to be Marshall, right?
Or he wanted to be Chase from Paw Patrol.
I forgot what was my costume.
We were just the people from American. From Hot
Oh, we did the Wet Hot American Summer.
And then we didn't
right.
dress up for
your
treating.
Brothers, no. Yeah, because we go to the neighborhood by here down here that they do like a huge, it's like the small town thing, but there's like thousands of people that go trick-or-treating. So it's like we just go there and post up with her brother-in-law, order pizzas, have beers. And
it's basically the best thing in the world is you go out because my brother in like the front yard like puts up tents and stuff, like a tent and food. And then he waits there and like gives all the kids food. Candy, and then we go off and trick-or-treat, and then we come back and just dump the kid in the house in the AC so he's at least happy, and we take turns who's gonna sit inside the house with him, and then you take turns sitting next to my brother giving out candy and watching him progressively get drunker as the night goes on.
Oh, it's hilarious. And so, then that's the best.
That is the best. No, because then he starts like trying to interrogate and figure out who's dressed as what.
Yeah, like, hey man, what's your costume, who are you?
Who you?
Who you? And he's like, oh man, you're Spider-Man. What's up, man? You get a candy. There you go. And he's like, what about you? Who are you? You got to tell me who you are. Who is that? And then they'll say a character. There's certain characters that they'll pass by and she and I will know it because there'll be like some geeky reference. And he's like, okay, I don't know you. Here's a candy. It's like,
and we're like, and they see me and Jeff are like, oh my God, that kid's dressed up like the kid from Gravity Falls. Give him more candy.
And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about, but here's some candy.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means, but. Whatever you say, here's some candy.
There was a kid dressed up as Jax one year. Like all of
oh,
like
yeah,
6 years old.
Oh, yeah, baby Sons of Anarchy Jax. Like the kid had to have been Nathan's age.
That's cute.
3 years old. With
See,
the-
you said Jax, and I thought you meant Jax from Vanderpump Rules, and I was like, who would dress their kid as Jax from Vanderpump Rules? But that's genius.
I could tell you a person that would dress their kid up as Jax from Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Her name is Seven Uyoa. And that would give you an excuse to dress up as Vanderpump.
Oh my God.
And Halloween is done.
No,
you're welcome.
He's a Vanderpump and he could be Jiggy.
Yes. Oh my God, he could be Jiggy.
Oh my God.
He could be Jiggy. That's amazing.
Please don't do that to your son.
Why not?
You should totally be because Tabitha.
He can't fight me for much longer.
You should just do a Bravo thing and you should be Tabitha.
I was Kim Zolciak one year.
Oh my gosh.
I was Kim Zolciak one year. I have a picture of that.
By the way, yes, I watched Bravo. For the party.
Yeah,
Steph knows this already.
For the party. That's why you're my Bravo. BFF, yeah. Because you're the only other person that ever knows what I'm talking about.
Jeff loved Vanderpump
Below
Rules.
Deck Mediterranean. I've been on that kick.
I don't watch.
Oh, Below Deck is awesome.
I can't do Below Deck.
I've been on that kick.
She has standards.
Yeah, no, Below Deck is pretty damn good. No, I like, don't like it is pretty damn good. I gotta give him credit for
she
it.
She has standards is also did you a good see title. That
they aired Luann's wedding this year. I know you're a big Luann fan.
They did air. I didn't see it.
They aired it. Yeah. Yeah,
I love it. We lost them. I love how you guys got lost with the 90s TV shows, and now we're just going on a Bravo kick.
But you leave me and Neri and our like Skinemax TV like alone.
Oh, I know exactly what you were talking about, but I mean, I'm 36, so
yeah, you're Neri's age. Yeah, so
I remember.
Excuse us, youngins, for not knowing what you're talking about.
The only thing that I remembered was the only thing that I remember because when you guys were watching that stuff, I was watching Undressed.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Addressed, yeah.
We but let me tell you, everybody was on Undressed.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that were on Undressed.
Well, the Power Ranger came from was on Undressed for a little bit.
So yeah,
was Jason David Frank was on Undressed.
Mm. What?
Nothing.
Are you thinking? Are you? So I had listened to the last episode, and I just wanted to point out something.
Okay.
Claribel's a cunt.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We were going to talk to you about
that.
I hate her. I know that that word.
Clubhouse.
I know that that word.
Please explain your reasoning behind it.
I apologize for those that find that word offensive, but that's the word.
We say it all the time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I have owned it. We have owned it.
Okay.
We have taken the power back.
Only psychopaths like Claribel. I'm looking. I know one that knows of Claribel, that likes Claribel.
I don't like her.
No, your husband does. Oh, well. He was defending her in our group chat when everybody else was.
He was defending her.
Claribel uses Goofy.
Mm-hmm.
And she,
abusadora.
Bro, there was that one episode. I use it as my example. There's the one episode where Goofy, all he wants to do is take her to the dance because she doesn't have a date. And she's like, instead of saying, okay, Goofy, let's go to the dance. She's like, no, you need to go through the 18 trials of Hercules.
Hercules only had 12 trials, but okay.
I know, but she's so dumb. She said 18.
More.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, you need to get this type of tie, and you need to do this. And
your shoes need to not be stinky.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you didn't have a date.
Exactly.
I'm
beggars can't
you,
be choosers,
I'm,
bitch.
And I'm taking you to be a friend. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think I forgot about that time when we were all shrunk into tiny people and you wanted to have your tiny parade? So even though you had the cure for
babies,
it.
Babies.
Huh? They were babies. But it was still a tiny parade.
I'm just saying.
And they were, and it's like, oh, you had your little tiny parade, but you didn't want to cure us because you needed more people
for your parade.
Selfish.
Oh, damn. I just got a text.
Oh, here it is.
Dick pic.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Damn it, David.
Well, her dad. That would be also weird.
Claribel.
This is me as Kim Zolciak for Halloween. Okay. I have a glass of wine and a cigarette and like a tight black dress. That's
and are you telling everybody you're 27 years old?
Yeah.
When you're really 40?
Yeah, and Big Papa bought me my Escalade.
You're right.
He wrote a check to cash. And, yeah.
And
you know that makes me sad, Jeffrey.
And I have 6 kids from 3 different baby daddies.
As you do.
As one does.
No, Jeff like irrationally gets mad at it. Like, watching it.
At Claribel and at Agent Oso.
I can't fucking. No
Agent Oso.
No.
Not everything's solved in 3 simple steps. Quantum physics is not solved in 3 simple steps, Agent Oso. It is not.
No, and there's like one that he was like supposed to like help her. I think she was making pancakes or some shit like that. And then like one of the steps or something.
God
was,
damn it.
You got Dick? It?
It's downloading.
With your dad?
Yep.
Yeah.
He has them stored.
There's porta potties.
No, this is a stock one because if you look at the
back. This is a stock one.
If you look at it.
If you look at the timestamp.
I'm looking at the background and it's like my bed sheets. That's why I can tell that it's a stock one.
It's amazing.
Delete.
But carry on. Okay. But like there was one and like they were either making pancakes or some shit like that or doing dishes. I don't remember. And it was like, one of the steps, oh, you have to rinse it out in the sink or put water on it. Fucker put it on his head. I'm like, listen. And he goes, no, also you don't put it on your head. You put it in the sink.
Some special agent.
If you don't know that much.
Cookie, please.
If you don't know that,
that
you
could also be a title.
Cookies, please.
Parks and Rec. We've told you before, listeners, if you haven't watched it, start watching it because you're going to hear it a lot. Uh-huh. Just like we gave you the Friends disclaimer, Parks and Rec is...
Do you watch Southern Charm?
I've caught like a couple episodes.
Southern Charm is like
Crisly's.
There's a Savannah one now. No, my spirit animal is Crisly.
I don't watch them.
Oh, no, that is never gotten.
Oh, the best television in the world.
Really,
I love it. The my favorite thing he ever said was his daughter was trying on dresses, and he looked and she comes out with a dress. He goes, "Honey, we're doing class, not ass." Okay, and I'm like,
I love them.
You're totally, that's totally your wife that you're, you know.
She's a beard, yeah. It's fine, we all know this.
But no, it's amazing, amazing how the stuff that comes out of that
I love Crisly. Like, I don't care. I like, the thing is with me is like, I just enjoy TV, you know. Like,
you need to watch Southern Charm. Southern Charm is like.
But they have a Savannah one, right?
Yeah.
Because I saw the first episode of the Savannah.
I haven't seen it yet because I'm trying to catch up on the season of Southern Charm. And when I catch up, I'll just Savannah. But I've heard that like it starts off kind of slow, but then it gets good.
Okay.
Like,
well, I only saw one episode of this one.
No, because when we're bored, we watch.
Tabitha Sanlon Makeover was my other.
Tabitha
takes over. Tabitha.
When we get bored, we watch Tanked. There's a lot of Tanked in our house.
I introduced Tanked to my friends today, and my friend's wife's like, "What the hell is this?" And I go, "Just watch it."
Four episodes later.
And then she's like, I go, "There's a marathon today." And she goes, "Perfect." I go, "Yeah, they're building a fish tank for Wyclef tonight." And she's like, "Ooh."
Oh my God. You'd be surprised how entertaining that show is.
That show is strangely entertaining.
Agua, please. I said please. And I said,
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you going back?
Wait, what just happened?
It was paused to give us a space for.
That's how the pros do it.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, like I can stand most of the cartoons that Nathan watches.
I'm really liking Diego and Dora. I can deal with Diego more than Dora. I like Diego. Like, Go Diego Go is entertaining. I'm telling you, that last episode with the Mayasaurus, that song is fucking.
Yeah.
Freaking catchy.
Well, I mean, there's shows though that I'm confused with their existence, like Paw Patrol. He was obsessed with Paw Patrol. But so you're mean to tell me that this town, their entire infrastructure is puppies, and the psychotic mayor has her chicken Chicoletta, who is really the brains behind the operation.
Chicoletta makes all the major decisions in this town.
No, and what happens? I don't want to go dark here, but dogs don't have a long lifespan. So what happens? Like, what happens?
They have more puppies.
I mean, yeah, but where are the rest of the people? I've only seen four people in that town, and then like the neighbors with the neighbors.
There's like no cops in that town.
It's Chase. He's the cop.
He's the cop.
Is he SWAT? What happens if there's a hostage situation? Is it him too? Like, I think about these things. I have time.
I hate, like, the way you hate Clarabelle, fucking hate Chocolata. I hate her.
But she doesn't do anything.
Yeah,
that's why I hate her.
Like, she makes decisions for the town.
She's the brains behind the operation.
Dumb.
That, and then for the longest time, Sophie called all chickens Chicoletta. She's like, mommy, a Chicoletta. And I go, no, that's a chicken. She goes, yeah, Chicoletta. I'm like,
I just said that.
No, bitch, it's fucking chicken.
There was another one that was on for a while that luckily isn't on anymore as often, is the one with the stupid little kid and her big purple bunny rabbit.
Oh, Kate and Min Min. Fuck Kate and Min Min.
I don't know what your problem was with Kate and Min Min.
The entire
Kate and
Min
Min is so annoying.
The
baby talk.
Hi, Min Min Min.
That one, yeah.
Look, it's in Bobby's World. He's the only one that's allowed to talk like that.
Oh, Bobby's World, yeah. But Kate and Min, yeah. I mean, I she would never watch it, but there was a little phase that he had for like a couple months.
For
that
like
he liked
a second, Link was watching Kate and Min Min. I was like, no.
Yeah.
No.
PJ Masks is the show that he's obsessed with.
I like
PJ Masks is okay. He's really into like monster trucks, so he's watching a lot of Blaze.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that Blaze.
Blaze.
The music. First of all, it's like educational as fuck. They talk about like
super educational though.
They talk about like physics.
What angle does he need to do to hit the target?
How do we make an hydraulic lift?
And I was like, but all the little songs that they invent.
I walked in and she was taking notes.
All the little songs that they like invent for it, where they're talking about like adhesion or whatever, and it's like all like early 2000s like pop punk songs, and I'm like, oh, okay, I can like get into it because it's like the music that I liked like in high school or whatever. So I'm like, this sounds like it was written by the Offspring. I'm totally into it. So
Blaze and the Monster Machines do their taxes.
See, I could do Blaze. I liked Blaze. PJ Masks, my issue with PJ Masks, in the beginning, it didn't bother me as much. But as it's progressing, luckily he's getting out of it, and I will promote Diego all he wants to get him away from it.
At first, I loved Dora and Diego. And then after, like, I don't know how many months of constantly watching... Shut the fuck up. Well, have you guys seen on YouTube the ghetto Dora, the gangster Dora?
No.
I saw the one that Ariel Winter did, the one that... That it was the live action Dora.
No. That was on Funny or Die.
Yeah.
No, it's like a, she's like New York Boricua Dora, like super gangster. And then so she's like talking to the map, and the map's like, okay, first you get to the river and you cross, you see this motherfucking river, you gotta cross the motherfucking river.
Like, I need to watch this when we're done today.
It's so funny.
I need to watch that.
First you cross the motherfucking river, you go to the mountains, you gotta go to the fucking mountains, go to the blue mountains, you got. And then Dora's like, what
you
the fuck,
like
bro?
Gloria from Orange is the New
but
Black.
That's how they sound. They're like, but, and
what you
like,
talking
what,
about?
But what the fuck, bro? I don't know how to swim. I can't cross this fucking river. It's so great. I watched that video like 8 times and I laugh every single time.
I'm trying to, like, he's really getting into Dora. I think they're watching it in school or in camp or whatever. So like today he came home asking for Dora and Boots, and like I want to fight it, but then like Dora speaks a lot of Spanish and he's lost his Spanish being in school. So now
Nathan counts to 10 like without a problem.
Yeah,
well, Lincoln counts to 10 in Spanish too, but like that's
not speaking.
Unless I speak to him in Spanish, like he won't default to it.
No, yeah.
So like I get it. So I don't know.
Like Nathan will understand Spanish. So my mom talks to him in Spanish, and like sometimes he'll answer in English, but like now with Dora, he's saying words that like the other day I go, Papa, what do you do for the rescue pack? And he goes, activate, mama. And I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck activate.
Yeah, but we're at a point where we don't know because he's watched the episode so many times whether he's actually understanding or he's seen the episode. So he's like, oh, I know what the answer is. It's that one.
He's like,
that one right there.
The Mayasaurus eats leaves or bologna sandwiches. He's like, leaves.
Leaves, bitch.
Yeah.
It's leaves.
Leaves, bitch. The thing with PJ Masks, I dissect these shows way too much.
No, they're just
assholes. Kindergartners or little kids that apparently have insomnia because they go out at night and spend all night out fighting crime and are able to function the next day. It's not real life.
No.
That's not real life.
No, my
anymore.
Issue is
going to catch up to you.
Exactly.
Well, my issue is every fucking episode, one of them is an asshole, basically. The whole
It's usually plot, Catboy.
Usually Catboy. Catboy's a dick.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
Super.
And Owlette just gets stupid selfish sometimes, and Gecko has like a inferiority complex. That's basically PJ Masks for you.
And like they like psychoanalyze them.
It's really, think about it. Catboy is the egomaniac.
The leader.
Owlette has like, you know, like selfish issues. She's like, no, but that's mine. And then
she's a girl.
Yeah. And Gecko is the younger, smaller one, so he always has to, like,
prove himself. He has to be better. Yeah, he has to be cowboy.
Mm-hmm. It's an inferiority complex. I'm telling you, it's right there. But, like, at first I didn't catch it.
Textbook.
Yeah. At first it didn't bother me as much, but then it was like, oh, so you're going to be the dick this episode. Uh-huh. Okay, so you're being a dick. You're being, and now you failed. Oh, you realize area ways. Now you're going to work together. Yeah. Okay.
Good
and
job.
And it's over.
You should have just knew this was going to happen from the beginning.
Yeah.
Same shit every episode, guys.
You shouldn't have tried to impose your Master Fang party on Gecko's Gecko party.
I'll tell you, the one show that he loved, and I wish he would still like it, because it was actually entertaining even for us to watch, was Miles.
I fucking love Miles.
Miles Link from Tomorrowland.
Back into Miles.
They
I love My Little Pony. Friendship is magic. So fucking great.
Oh my God, I wish you guys could see the face right now. The psychotic face. That just got stared at right now.
It's so good.
It's magic and mystical, and they poop rainbows.
It's so fucking good. It's so good.
No, Miles was fucking... Miles, the other day, you told me he was watching Miles the other morning, and I was like, oh my God, it's back on? I'm like, so excited. Like, we made his party Miles because I wanted it to be Miles. Like, for his second birthday, I was
again, he can't choose that 2 years old. So.
Well, and I mean, the people that are the voice actors on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're amazing. Well,
yeah, like, Olivia Munn's the mom.
Listen... Olivia Mum's not all she's cracked up to be. Maybe she's hot, but
she's got my boo. Wait, no, they broke up. That's right. I forgot.
They broke up.
Yay.
This is, again, all ties to Bachelor drama.
But again, I have to remember the fact that they're not together. I try to forget because I don't want to think about the fact that Aaron Rodgers is out in the world alone.
Are your hands dirty?
My hand's just getting licked.
Is your hand dirty? Because she likes salty hands.
Well,
your entire shirt.
There might be soy sauce. My shirt covered in... dog hair.
She's such an asshole.
It's all right. It's all right, baby. It's all right.
No, but like that show was well. They have like now this new show with like two pugs.
Oh yeah, I don't know what it's about. I'm
so glad I don't have cable.
Well, but those two pugs. One of the pugs is Blodger's voice from Miles, mm-hmm. and like I'm watching. Nathan's watching it, and like I walk over to the kitchen, and all of a sudden I'm just like, that's Blodger. Where's my little boo-boo cakes? Because I loved... I have a Blodger doll. It is mine.
Yeah, I had to buy
Oh, that's what happened to the one we gave you?
No, there's two. No. He has one and I have one.
I nice. Had to buy her a Blodger doll.
It's my doll.
Yeah.
Like, he has one and I have one.
But I get shit for all my action figures, but she wants the Blodger doll. And that's okay.
No, and one day, like, Nathan walks... It was on my dresser and Nathan walks in and he's like, Mama, my Blodger. I go, no, baby.
That's Mama.
That's my mommy's
That's
Blodger.
Mama's Blodger.
I go, come here. Let's go to the living room.
Here's yours.
Here's yours.
The dirty one. This one's yours.
You see this one? That's yours. This one, no. Just like there's like a...
The one the dog was sleeping on, that one's yours.
There's a 19-inch Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah.
That's also Christie's.
Yeah. Oh, it was in Nathan's play area. Now it's in our room.
Nice.
Above, high enough.
Mike, watching you guys. Kylo Ren is still in Lincoln's room.
No.
Mine's on my dresser.
You're generous.
And then I have my Black Series Kylo Ren still in the box in my dresser.
Nice.
Nerd alert.
Thank you.
Nerd alert.
I like me some Kylo Ren. And Nathan will go, Kylo. I'm like, yes, baby, Kylo.
He go and he's like, Star Wars, Kylo.
Kylo.
I'm like, okay.
And then when he sees Vader, he says, Mama, which is weird. Yeah, I'm okay with it.
I know you are.
And then wait, the best one. Hold on. Hey, babe, how's Nina? Nina has to go.
Oh, that stupid idiot.
I was like, I know he knows another Nina.
All right. Let me tell you about Nina. That girl, guess what? She every time she ends and she's like, next time I know. When I need to go. No, you don't.
No, you don't, bitch. You never fucking know.
No. You're at a water park and you're looking for the bathroom. Everybody pees in the pool. Just go pee in the pool.
Listen,
the
I had a...
At the fucking beach.
Yeah.
Lincoln, we were at...
Fish poop in the water. You can pee-pee in the
fish
water.
Fish pee in you all day.
Your hair's full of fish pee from the water.
We were at the beach and the pool last week and Link needed to pee and we were telling him, like, dude, just pee in the pool, like pee in the beach, like it's no big deal. He insisted on going to the bathroom. Like, he did not want to, like, which is good, at least he wants to go to the bathroom, but yeah, he did not want to.
Well, he doesn't want to fake like my son.
Your son is the best.
That's awesome.
And the poop.
He pretends to poop now?
Well, no, but he knows that the poop goes in the toilet.
Gunner, baby Gunner, you don't poop here. You caca in the potty.
Oh, so you know? So you know?
So you know?
Listen. I've already had to sit there and have him watch me because they've been like, show him that he has to poop there. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to have people watching me take a dump. Can you please, for the love of God,
no, and then he
learn
to,
how to poop.
He asks for the cell phone because you poop.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Dad's well,
Hold on. What happened today? Lazy ass Christy, my wife. She gets home from work. She's laughing because she knows what the fuck's about to happen. So she throws her phone on the dining room table and she goes to say hi to her mom. She's there and she goes, oh, I gotta pee. And I walk because I needed to talk to her about something. So I'm like, hey. And I see her reach for the phone. It clips her fingertips. It moves. She kind of hesitates, looks back, and then just keeps walking. And I go, did you realize that you weren't going to be able to grab it, but you had already gotten the momentum to go towards the bathroom? She goes, yeah, I didn't want to turn back around. Like, literally, it touched her hand and it just shifted enough that she couldn't grip it. And but I saw wait. Her, I could see in that short minute, her, it's too fucking far. I'm already
gone. I kind of understand this rationale because in your post-pregnancy urinary bladder that it's does like, not have the control have that you once had, when you need to pee,
you need to pee
at the moment.
But it gets better. It gets so
I'm
much better.
To defend you.
No. So she sits down to pee. Whole yeah. So she sits down to pee, and I go.
Dad, can
and
you
I
bring
tell
me
her,
my phone?
No. Because I was there. I get there, and she sits down to pee, and I go. Did this just happen? And she starts laughing and she goes, yeah. She's like, if I had to poop, it would have been a different story because I need my phone.
Well, yeah, you need your phone to poop, but yeah.
But so I'm like, oh, quick, I get it. She's like, if it's pee pee, I get back up really quick, but if it's a poom, you know.
And it's still like a half hour less time than you spend in there.
So yeah, there's no defending her on that.
No,
I agree with her on the poop thing. I would have gone back for it. Peeing? No. No. Peeing is 2 seconds.
It was like I was walking and it was, oh, fuck. Yeah. I've gone too far. I've just gone too far.
The momentum had already taken her. She's like, I'm not going to turn back around.
And I was just and then he asked me and I was just like, yeah. I was like... That's like when you're in bed and like a pillow falls or the remote goes too far and like and you're just like, oh,
I always go for my pillows. I'm that chick that sleeps with like 16 pillows. Like I have like a fortress of pillows.
I have two
because I have a big one that like I put on the edge of the bed, especially like if Nathan comes in, it's kind of like my buffer.
So Nathan doesn't bother him, he bothers you.
No, he doesn't fall off the bed.
So I don't fall off the bed.
Pushed off from me
because I get
Nathan.
Pushed off because Nathan like
because he puts it
sprawls.
At the edge of the bed. No, it's at the edge of the bed so that if I fall,
at least have some kind of a cushion before I get killed by hitting my head on the corner
because,
of the table.
Because, Nathan sleeps attached to his back. If Nathan's in our bed, he's attached to Jeff's back.
No, Neri hugs a pillow, but instead of it being on the edge of the bed, it's in the middle.
Oh, no.
So when Sophie comes into our room... There's me, Sophie, pillow, and Neri. So Neri has all the fucking space, and the pillow and Sophie are attached to my face.
No, thanks. When he was little, he would snuggle with me a lot in the bed. But as he got a little bit older, now he like turns away from me, and he pushes up right against Jeff's back. So it's Jeff and him all the way on one side of the bed.
Lucky.
And then I'm like,
you're a lucky bitch, Christy.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Yeah, okay. Lucky for how many hours?
Yeah, but here's the other problem, too.
Yeah, but her kids sleep for like now, 6 minutes at a time.
The thing now, though, is the dog is attached to her now. He gets these moments. So he's at the foot of her bed, and in the middle of the night, I just hear, get the fuck off my side of the bed. And I feel a kick, and he comes over sadly to my side.
Aww.
And then gets under the covers next to me. So there's points if Nathan's already in the bed. I got Nathan on one side in my back, and then in my front, the dog.
Nice.
So I'm like, I can't move. Oh. I'm not allowed to move.
And I'm okay with that because at 4 a.m. when everybody in the house wakes up. Actually, no, I take that back. When me and Nathan wake up, because the fucking dog stays in the bed sleeping.
With me.
He's not stupid.
Because Nathan refuses to wake me up, so.
Which, how do they do that, man? I don't know.
Oh, I make Link wake Link.
I tried.
No,
I tried.
He refuses.
Well, Link doesn't really come into our bed that much anymore, but when he does, he's like attached to me. I will roll him over right next to Dave to the other side, and in 2 seconds, that fucker has rolled back. But I get the Mama, wake up. Mama, wake up. And I'm like, okay. So then I'll put something on the TV just so he can be like, entertained for a little bit. And then I'll kind of like be in and out of sleep. And then finally, I'm like the type of person that if I wake up,
other way.
I. if I don't go back to sleep immediately, I'm up. Like, I can't. Like, oh, I can't knock back out after like a few minutes. Like, I have to go back to sleep. Like, if I get out of bed, I'm done. So the most effort I can put in is like I turn on the TV and that's it. But then, so I'm like drifting in and out. But if it's at that point where, yeah, I'm already up, I'll tell him. I'm like, Lincoln, wake up Papa so we can do the things that we need to do. And then he'll go, Papa, wake up. Papa, wake up.
So. What did he do the other morning when I sent him to wake you up?
He walked up to my side of the bed, and I opened my eyes, and he's just staring at me.
Like a
and he's
creep?
Like, yeah, and he's like, Tata, I got something for you. And I'm like,
that's not creepy at all.
At first, I was like,
here's a knife.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to fucking die.
This is how it all ends.
So then I get up.
This is my entire lifetime of watching horror movies. This is it.
I got to see him until he spoke a few words, and so now he's killing me. And then I walk out, and runs ahead of me, and I just woke up, so I'm like staggering into the kitchen. And then he goes, look, mama, it's Tata Zombie. He goes,
sounded great.
Look, mama, it's Tata Zombie. I got you a Tata Zombie.
Thank you.
Like, thanks.
Oh, thanks. You shouldn't
Those
have.
Are useless.
But thanks. he'll sometimes. but some.
Don't laugh into your mic, Christy. It's fine.
No, I'm sorry. I'm pouring wine.
Well, she's pouring the wine. So.
I'm pouring wine and I spilled wine on that.
As long as it's not electronic, doesn't matter.
Don't worry.
Actually, that was water.
Well, this table's American Signature, so you might have to get it.
No, it's not.
This is not American Signature.
It's not funny if I have to explain the joke.
Well, it's shitty like American Signature.
Yeah.
Fucking people.
Fucking American Signature.
So, I'm going to ask you the same question I've asked the other two husbands. What are your favorite parts about being Nate's dad?
Man, seeing him interacting with other kids, and you know, he's an only child, and like I've never seen him act out. I always see him, even like random kids. Like we were at this bridge behind my grandma's house feeding ducks, and these two random kids came. They were in a stroller, and he just turned and we had bread, and he goes, you want to feed the ducks?
Mm.
And it's like, he does that all the time. Like, he's very really caring sweet. And like, he'll hug, he hugs you, and like, he's a good kid. And seeing him, you know, seeing the type of kid that he's become, like, that's a huge thing for me. And getting to experience these things, like when he learned something new, or like when he said his last name, when he,
oh my God, that's my favorite.
Like the best. The fact that he knows what a zombie is, I love that. You know,
your dad loves that too. Not at all.
Yeah, yeah. My dad's like, really? You taught him zombie? You tell him like it was It was one of those daddy finger videos, but it was a Halloween one. But it's not a scary zombie. It's like a cartoony zombie.
Well, yeah, Sophie's been watching Casper, like little animated series, and there's a zombie and a vampire. And
Casper from when we were kids,
right? I don't think she's seen that one yet, but she's watching like the animated series, which is fucking awful. Like.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
I hate it.
Show her the one from when we were kids.
I will, but I need to remember to block Casper, the cartoon, because I hate it. But because she watches stuff like that, she's like, oh, zombies. And I had a dream that zombies were doing this. And I'm like, oh, that's not scary. No, mommy, it's not real.
Okay. Yeah, Link's into
scares the shit out
the
of me,
macabre.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I mean, the thing is that it was just like a cartoony daddy finger one.
It was like, it's Halloween time.
So, yeah.
Halloween time. That song
so
of like...
He doesn't understand the concept of what a zombie is.
Yeah,
he just knows that they shamble.
He doesn't know that it's a dead person that's been...
No, right. He knows that it's...
And, he'll, and he does...
Because
I'll go after him and I'll do like the zombie walk and I'll go, like I'm going to bite him, but I never bite him. And luckily, knock on wood, he's never like bitten anybody or done anything like that. But he'll go like he's biting me too, but he's not really biting me, you know, like he like pretends it and stuff like that. But it's like those things that I get to experience, like what I did with my dad, like showing him the movies that I like, and I'm collecting the TV shows that I used to watch as a kid to show him those things and experience the world through him, like taking him to the zoo and having him see the animals and, you know, calling out the animals. There's something just great about.
This is a really fun age. Three is a fun age. I mean, as big of assholes as they become at three, it's still really fun because they're talking more and like they're learning things,
right.
And they come home and they say stuff and you're like, the fuck did you just say to me? Like, how did you learn this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And like today, we had a Father's Day. There was a Father's Day little breakfast at his school.
Mm-hmm.
And I get there, and I mean, he's gotten a lot better at the sitting at dinner and eat at meals and stuff like that. And like, I was like dreading it because she was even like, good luck. He likes to run. He was running all over the place when she went.
The Hunger Games.
And yeah, exactly. And
but kids behave different for mom and when they do for dad.
Well, facts. Here's the thing. Between the two of us, I'm the enforcer.
God, I wish.
I'm the enforcer. And I've told her, if he wants to hate me, like that whole episode, I told her, I'll be the bad guy. I have no problem. And he listens to me. He does listen to me. Like, there's a lot
it's
of...
annoying.
Yeah, like, and I'll tell him stuff. Like, this morning, he didn't want to put his shoes on because he has a phobia with the shoes. And I'm like, hey, put the shoes on right now or else we're not going to go outside. He's like, oh, wait, we're going to go outside? Yeah, put the shoes on. Okay, and he puts the shoes on. He'll listen. He won't listen to them, but with me,
like he'll listen to us in general. But like, there's sometimes that he'll just he'll just be like, I don't like clothes. I don't like shirt. I don't like pants. I don't like shoes.
And so he's naked, and she's like, take care of it. And then, like, he comes out clothed.
Yeah, and he just it'd be like, hey, Papa, come on, we're gonna go get dressed. Okay, Dada, and I'm like, you a-hole. So I told him when we went to the Mother's Day breakfast, like, he kept getting up and going back to the buffet to get food, and like, he wanted to play with the tongs that they were like, and I was like, Nathan, you just stand, blah blah blah. So I told him, I'm like, power be with you, you know, I hope it works out well, good luck. Apparently the kid behaved perfect.
Yeah, me and my dad, like, we walked, so my dad and I, we walked in, he played with the tongs for a second. I go, is that what you want? He goes, yeah. So I helped him. He picked up, it was like a little sandwich, but he only ate the cheese and ham from inside. I go, do you want Cheerios? He goes, yeah. And I go, okay, go find a seat. And he went on his own and sat down and found three chairs. We got our food. I got him his bowl of cereal. He sat there we were there for like 45 minutes, mm-hmm. half hour. He sat there, ate his cereal, and did all that stuff. It was perfect. We went to the class, and every time I take him to school, he throws a tantrum because he wants to stay and play with me. And it was me and my dad, and his no-no, he's like... That's his favorite person in the world.
Yeah.
So he, I thought I was expecting a fight. He walked right in. He saw two kids playing with monster trucks, and I was like, he was like, oh, yeah. They had to call him and say, hey, give him his Father's Day thing that you made him. He gave it. He grabbed it. He gave it to him, and he goes, bye. And he just
went. Go play, Dad.
I'm like, all right. Well, happy Father's Day.
Embarrassing me.
Yeah. But so I'm starting to see him get. Understanding.
This is like when they start to be like people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not just like
blobs
that like shit all day.
Right.
Yeah, no, he has like a massive personality that's emerging.
It's like, so much fun.
And it's so, he's one of those people, and I don't know if it's just like.
Right, now I have something in the other eye.
It moved.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Fix it, Christy. Okay, that works.
Magic. But magic
blowing skills.
I said it.
Magic blowing skills with Jeff Mercantini.
Like, the thing is, like, I did it and I said it, and then I said, I'm just gonna be quiet because I'm not gonna finish this.
I was about
statement.
To write in the chat, my wife's blowing your wife.
It's about to
do it.
So it's what's going on. But like, his personality, and I don't know if it's just the 3-year-old like joy of life. But, like, his personality is amusing. Like, he's super, like, like, the other day we were watching, I don't remember what it was. I think it was
Your
Saturday
ass
Night
is
Live.
A minute.
Huh? Yeah, it is. This chair is, like, weird.
That chair is awful.
We were watching, I think it was Saturday Night Live.
I got a text message.
I just wrote, Dave, Chrissy just blew stuff.
We were watching, I think, Saturday Night Live. Like, I forgot who was hosting. Maybe it was when The Rock was hosting or something like that. And I laughed and Jeff laughed. And Nathan looks at us and he goes, Mama, Dada, is that funny?
Yeah.
And we go, yeah, Papa. And he goes, ha, 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 ha.
Well, Link will, like, make himself laugh. So he'll find something funnier. And then he looks at me and goes, Mama, Link is funny. And I'm like... Okay.
Sure, it's funny when you tell me you're funny.
Yeah. Toot your own horn.
Yeah.
Dave says Pixar, it didn't happen.
Do it again.
Wait, you want me to do it? Hold on. Let me prepare.
And we're getting ready to take a picture.
Hold on, that's a selfie. Ready? Go. Okay, got it. Even though Dave texted at the exact moment.
I know, I felt something. It was weird. But yes, because that's interesting. But, yeah,
oh, wait,
like,
it didn't take...
What?
What the hell?
Jeffrey,
what are you doing?
I'm sorry.
That knife, bro.
I do. Why didn't the picture take? Do it one more time.
Because Dave interrupted you.
Dave, because Dave interrupted that
part. Excuse us, listeners.
There we go.
We're reenacting ridiculous things. But yeah, like, I don't know if it's like just being that they're three or that it's like they're just silly in general, but like they're becoming funny little people. Like when you,
yeah,
like they make me laugh. Like Nathan will say things and I'm just like, that was a joke. Like that was good. Yeah. Like,
well, Lincoln the other day was like making fun of his great grand. Yesterday we went to his great grandparents' house, David's grandparents' house, and he was like making fun of his great grandfather because his great grandfather was like, Lincoln, do you love me? And he goes, no. And then he goes, Lincoln, how old am I? And he looked at him, he goes, 100.
Oh, like, crap.
And I was like, that's funny. Like, he understands like humor. So that's
good.
They also say that they understand humor that and sarcasm, that that's like a sign of high intelligence, that they can pick that up at a young age. So
I think that like it just shows that they're like aware of things. That's pretty cool. Because I've heard Lincoln like say some things, and I'm just like, it cracks me up when we were at Chuck E. Cheese, and I'm just like,
yeah.
Well, like the but like Jeff and his mom. I mean, Jeff's mom and Nathan have this like little thing that I don't know how it started, but like she'll say Nathan loves. She'll go, Nona loves Nathan, and he'll go. And he'll laugh, and then he goes, Nona loves Nona, ha ha ha, and like because he knows it bothers her, so he does it over and over and over again, and it's freaking hysterical because she finds it super funny. I don't even know what's going on. You guys are so horrendously bad.
In the chat, Dave asked, did Steph take the Night Owl cookies over there? And she goes, no. And I go, new phone, who dis?
Speaking of, how we have Night left? Owl cookies a lot.
Speaking, we have a lot. No, yeah. And the one that I got for him is still there. So
which one?
The Captain Crunch one.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we have insanely amazing Night Owl cookies again.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't be Mama's without food.
Vanessa's laughing over there.
Where is Vanessa? Room.
I don't know, but she's laughing.
But yeah, like I think it's kind of awesome.
Dave's asking if Steph got the dick pic.
Oh God.
Yeah.
But if I say no, he's gonna send it again.
Oh, you got it.
Okay. You like the new phone? Who did? But yeah, Nathan, I'm enjoying seeing the little man that he's becoming.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the best things, well, you know.
We talked about it a little bit the other day, but we all went to breakfast last Sunday? Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday.
And, like, it was fun to see, like, all the kids. They weren't super terrible. Like, and I was, like, they sat us in the back of the restaurant, like, threw us to the back, like, because they figured, like, oh, look at
them?
All these kids.
Can you blame them?
No, I don't blame them at all. I was like, I mean, I'm sure they were expecting, like, look at all these kids, like, this is going to be a fucking disaster.
And we did a walking tour of the restaurant, like, five times.
Yeah.
Well, we had to take them to the bathroom.
Because Lincoln had to pee, and then Nathan was, like, about to get on board with peeing, and then Oliver, like, jumped on the bandwagon, so we're like, oh, let's take them all to the bathroom. And Lincoln and Oliver peed, and then Nathan was like...
Well, that's when I discovered that Oliver is the shy peer. Like, he was like, I'm like, okay, leaving the door open so Nate can watch, and Oliver was like... Cierra la puerta! Okay. He like slammed the door. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
No, I do not want to show him my pee-pee.
You good, Oliver. Good.
I don't know why, because here he pees with the door open all the time.
Yeah, but it's you guys.
I guess.
Yeah. I do it. I do it at my house.
I was like, not here, you don't.
No, not here. Whoa, no.
The hell goes on drinking more recordings, guys?
Well.
I was like, well, you're here.
Well,
the regular geek mark.
Yeah. So, but like Nathan is super sweet. Like it's like that. I know that Nathan sometimes takes a little bit to like open up to people. So I've never.
A
I don't
lot
like
of kids.
Yeah. So I've never. I don't like to like force myself on kids because that's like I understand that they're.
You
bubble
can get arrested for
that. Yeah, that's illegal.
That's not what I meant. Gross.
L.
But like, I like to respect kids' bubbles.
Yeah.
So, like, and I've known you guys, like, well for, like, a year now. So, it's taken him, like, this long to, like, warm up to me. But on Saturday, he was, like, super sweet to me. And he was, like, I would go and, like, tickle
his... being cute, yeah.
I would go and, like, tickle his cheeks. And then I ended up, like, tickling his tummy or whatever. And he was, like, super cute and super sweet.
Link hurt my feelings that day.
Why?
Because he always loves me. Always.
He ate your ex.
He's always like, Titi Vanessa! Always. But that day, I was like, hi, Link! And he, like, ran right past me to Neri, and I was like...
Oh, dude, Neri, yeah. And then Neri Nathan chased after,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was Nathan and Link, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, but then they both got, like, carried and stuff like that, so...
I understand why. Still hurt my feelings.
Yeah, but then later on, at the end, he, like, snuggled up to you.
He sat on my lap and ate my ex.
Yeah, Link
I don't mind sharing with Link him. As long as he doesn't gag and throw up on me, I don't know.
He's a scavenger and he will eat anything. He will go to everybody's plate and take something off.
That's fine. I think I told it. I don't know if I told it on the podcast, but Oliver did that at my grandma's 90th birthday. We were at a restaurant. So, like, when they cut the cake and they were handing out slices of the cake, they put, like, two little blackberries on everybody's plate, like, for presentation. Oliver went around to every single table and stole everybody's blackberries. Everybody's blackberries. To the point where I asked the waiter, I'm like, can you bring me a plate with just raspberries, please? Or the blackberries, because he just likes them. And they brought me a big plate of blackberries.
But at that point, it would have been funny if he's like, I don't want those.
Yeah, he didn't.
Those aren't hot.
He didn't eat
them. I didn't steal these.
No, but my mom was helping him. Like, he was like working one table.
And, always fucking
yeah,
ruins
and
it.
My mom was like, are you going to eat your blackberries? Are you going to eat? The baby wants me to eat your blackberry. I'm like, seriously?
That's a grandma.
That's the one fight I have is I have to basically tell them, I'm like, listen, he's crying, he's doing whatever, but he's going to play you like a fiddle you don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now it's gotten to the point, and she tells me not to do it, but I think that's part of the reason why he listens to me, because he knows I'm not falling for his bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Is if he cries and I know it's fake, I mock him. I'll fake cry back to him.
I'm like, don't
mock
him.
That's like when Lincoln tells me, "Mama, me cry," and I go, "Okay, cry."
Yeah,
and he goes,
"No," but Nathan will go, and I go, like right back.
like the cover his eyes, like the, and then he'll like move one hand to like make sure that somebody's watching him, and I'm like. I fucking see what I invented this game.
I see what you're doing.
No. But and then he'll stop. He stops the crying. So I don't
wonder
know.
Why.
Yeah. Mama, me cry.
Me cry, bitch.
Cry.
Cry. I don't know. Like, he cries and I'm like, okay, cry. Be upset. But then when you mock him, I'm like, don't mock him.
Yeah.
Don't. Why so mean?
But he it ends up turning him from crying into he'll usually start giggling. Because of the face I put.
Yeah, his ex.
Because I don't do it like an asshole. I do it like mocking, but mocking enough that it's like I'm. He knows I'm playing, and then he starts laughing. He's like, daddy made a funny face. You know,
most of Nathan's expressions go from like extreme to extreme.
Yeah,
it's from like extreme laughter to extreme, like extreme crying to like, I'm sick. I'm hurt. I'm this. And then just like, ha, you funny, daddy, and just cry, like throwing on the floor. I'm like.
Yeah.
Aren't you just mad?
Yeah.
No.
2 seconds ago.
It's called being a toddler.
Yep.
Also, like, your kid weighs 17,000 pounds.
Yes. Yeah.
How tall is he now?
Is he tall as Sophie?
No, not
almost.
Yet.
Almost.
Well, he weighs 37 Good God. Pounds.
He's 10 pounds.
And he's, last he was 42.
Oh yeah, Link when he comes up to
just
me,
tall
I'm just like
for some rides,
one arm.
Just...
I'm like, hey buddy, what's up?
Where were we? Like,
Link was 27 pounds.
I forgot. Oh, we went to breakfast one time.
Yeah,
and I had to like run to catch Link because they were in the booth side of the table and I was in a chair. So like, I stood up and like took off chasing Link and I got him and like carrying him back to the table and stuff. He's like, just give him to me, and I handed him over the table. And I was like. This kid weighs nothing. I'm like, I can't do this with Oliver. It would be like pushing him across the table, across all the plates, and his feet would be like knocking glasses over. Like, that would be
that he weighs a lot. He's tall as fuck. So like, I picked him up and I was like, "What are you made of?"
He's sturdy. Like, he's like, yeah, like sturdy. Oliver. Like, yeah, well, no. Oliver is weird in the fact of, like, because Oliver, you see him and you forget about
Oliver.
It.
I love Oliver. I don't know why she's saying weird.
No.
Like, no, I understand what she's saying.
You forget. And I see him and I'm like, I can't.
Because he doesn't look big. Oliver does not look big.
And then I give him.
And then you pick
I never
him
thought
up,
of Oliver as a big kid.
Dense.
No, I've never thought.
Dense.
And that's the thing. I see Oliver and I'm like, he's full of adamantium.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's a little baby Logan.
He's a little. I feel like he's little. And then, like, I'll give clothes and, like, it'll be, oh, well, the bigger one ends up with Oliver. And I'm like, how is.
But yeah, Oliver.
I'm like, I thought Lincoln was.
Oliver's 4 months younger than Link and is, like, way past.
Almost Nathan size.
Almost Nathan size, like, way past him. Like, she's giving. Now Vanessa's giving me, like, shoes.
Hand me downs, like, here
that
you go.
Oliver doesn't fit. And I'm like, how did this happen?
Well,
like,
didn't you give Link the Miles thing that Nathan like outgrew like,
well, no, that was the
like
best
2 years
like,
ago?
Link, because Dave was like, when exactly did Nathan wear this? Yeah.
to Nathan, because we went to Blizzard Beach like a couple of weeks ago at one of the Disney water parks, and I had and I'm like, oh, he doesn't. I like to put Disney stuff on him. While
that's
we're
why we
Disney.
Got it.
Yeah,
And I put the Miles on thing on for which actually has spiraled the reinvention of Miles in my house because he's like back into it again, and you texted me, you're like, oh, that's the Miles bathing suit, and I was like, but then David was like, what size is it? I'm like, oh, I think it's 2T, and I checked the tag and it was 2T, and he goes, so did Nathan wear this when he was like 6 months old?
Yes, close,
probably.
Let's put it this way: he wore it when we were. In Universal Studios for Castaway, when we went with the girls.
Cabana Bay.
When we went with the girls. Oh. He was like 8 months old.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think it was a 2T?
Yeah.
Holy Christ. And it's a 2T that fits him like perfect.
And then he wore it through for like, a good year.
Well, I'm grateful that I have it because like in summer camp now they do like water stuff every day and they ask you to send a bathing suit every day. So I'm like, I have a ton of bathing suits now. And since his birthday's in the summer, people just default to giving him bathing suits for his birthday. So I have a shit ton of bathing suits.
We have a couple more. I'm actually annoyed because I just found in his drawer a Lightning McQueen one, but it's 24 months.
That's fine.
Oh my.
So I'm
it'll
like,
fit him.
So, but I'm
I
pissed
have some
that
stuff
like,
that's 18 months that still fucking fits him.
Well,
perfectly.
The thing is, I'm pissed I never put it on Nathan.
Yeah, I have stuff like that too.
That I never found it. And I'm like, oh.
Well, I'll take it.
Yeah. I'm sure. It's all good. It'll go to you. Well, there's a Mickey one that he's wearing now that will probably last like another month and then it'll get passed on.
Okay.
But yeah, no, so like with Oliver, I just don't expect it. And then you pick him up and you're like, Jesus, child.
Well, Nathan, I know, is tall, but I picked him up the other day because, like, since I wanted to take advantage of the fact that he was like warming up to me. So I asked him, like, if he wanted me to pick him up, and I picked him up, and I was like, my heart, what is happening? I was like, just not used to it because he's. A giant.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, I have a friend.
I'm responding to your husband.
I have a friend
it's
of
not
mine.
My husband. My husband did it.
Oh, no, that was Neri.
No. I have a friend of mine whose son is... Nathan was born in the middle of December, and her son was born in the middle of February. So it was, like, right there. I could, to this day, and the kid's almost is 3.5 years old, I could grab Jacob, and my friend Annie's son, and clean my house.
He's so cute.
I could clean my house carrying Nathan, Jacob. I used to, like, she would, like, we would go to stuff, and I would just take Jacob. I would just take him. Like, my kid's running around, other people are, like, picking my kid up, and I'm just, like, with Jacob, like, on my hip, and they're like, oh, you can put him down? I go, I could run a marathon with this child, because he weighs nothing.
Link weighs 27 pounds and is 37 inches tall. Like, he's like a dwarf compared to your kids.
No, but Lincoln's so Nathan's like 42 or 41 God inches damn. Tall, and he weighs like
that's like
37,
most of the height requirements at Disney.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's close.
We went. Which one was it that he could ride?
Star Tours. He can ride now.
It was Star Tours. It was
he
Star
can
Tours.
Ride Star Tours at 42.
That he could ride.
Trust
Star
me,
Tours.
We're counting it down.
Well, no, they won't let you. They won't let you even if they can because we asked the guy, we're like, oh, and they're like, listen, well, he can ride it. I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And like the guy gave us like, and I was like, no, yeah, that's fine. We'll leave him.
Look at the chat, please.
No, I don't want to look at the chat.
Vanessa's not amused.
There's like a lot of weirdness going on in our chat.
I saw it.
And I apologize. Why are you taking pictures of Vanessa? Oh, Vanessa.
To show that I am not amused.
Yeah.
Why is this happening?
Why is this happening? It's like when you try to like cuddle. It's weird. Babe, it's like when you try to cuddle.
Why is this happening is when you try to have sex with me in the morning. That's where that comes from.
Well, it's also when
not Jeff, cuddle.
Well, I say cuddle, but Jeff knows it's what he's trying to do. Trying to get a little touchy-feely grab around. And I'm just like, what are you doing?
No, the best is that...
Last night was amazing.
Tell us about it.
Nathan was asleep in his room.
Go on.
Nathan.
Tell them how amazing.
No, I think she meant it was amazing because Nathan was sleeping.
I don't know. Did you guys have sex last night?
Was it last night or the night before? I can't remember.
Now, you were amazing tonight. But,
And we're 12 years old.
No, but last night, Nathan.
Swirl of the glass and the sip.
We're adults, guys.
So, Jeff tells, Nathan decides to go to. Nathan falls asleep perfectly well, thank God. And me and Jeff are awake, and it's 9 o'clock. I'm in the living room, and he mentions.
9 o'clock? That's so late.
Yeah, I know, right? I know, right?
It's 10:45, babe. Just like
AM or PM?
On Friday.
Way to step on my joke.
Ooh. But so it's like we're in the living room and Jeff mentioned that down. He's never seen Now You See Me Too.
And I haven't seen either.
The night no oh, and oh
they're really
you,
good.
They're, Now You See Me and Now You See Me Too are like two of my like they're up there on my favorite movies lists. Like I love those
movies.
Yeah,
you know how I know that? Because I don't think I saw Now You See Me Too the whole But what? No, we need to watch that right now.
Right now.
Babe, it's 9 o'clock. We need to watch this. We didn't finish till 11:30.
She sounded like Grover.
I didn't even try that. I don't even know how Grover sounds like.
It was 11 o'clock at
it was
night.
11, no, it was 11:30 because I looked at it because I had dozed off for a good 2 minute, 2 or 3 minutes.
So we watched the whole movie through because he's like, yeah, that was good. Then we go to bed because he had to watch it. I'm sorry. We owned them. He had to watch them. And we're there in the bed and all of a sudden we're sitting there and we're both we lied on the bed. Nathan's still sleeping and Jeff goes and he snuggles with me and he goes, hey, you wanna? And I was look at him and I go, it's late.
Yeah.
I go, it's late.
I'm tired.
That there's a lot of logistics we got to work through. I'm there's a dog in the room. We got to kick the dog out. You know,
yeah, because the dog will start barking and thinking that we're hurting each other.
Oh man!
Yeah, so I'm like,
oh no! If we kick
have
him
you ever
out
gotten
of...
Wet dog nose in your ass? Because that's happened to Dave a couple of times.
I don't. I'm not into kinky shit
no,
you.
No. Dave's the dog that we had to give away a couple of years ago.
I wonder why
you
gave him away.
The one that he fed cookies to.
Yes, that one. The same one. No,
the abused dog.
No, the one that got the cosmic brownies, not the cookies. That's a different one. That dog would get really nervous when we were having sex. He would freak out. You would hear him crying. One time jumped on the bed and I guess was trying to get David off of me or something and stuck his wet nose straight into David's ass and it was
the beginning of the new King score.
He leapt for you know how I leapt the other day on the couch? That's what happened to Dave. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your story.
That's amazing. No, but the thing is that we have to get rid of the dog.
And then he stands outside the door.
He stands outside the door and
scratching
waits.
Scratching on the door. He's
Is that better? Is that better? So
are you guys okay?
Yeah.
What's going on? I hear noises.
Loud noises. But so I'm like, I just look at him and it was the best thing because I just go to him and go, I guess.
Well, with that enthusiasm.
Yeah, and I go, but there's a lot of logistics and stuff. And then he goes, yeah, you're right. Okay,
I have those sometimes too where it's it's late and you're tired and you kind of want to, but it's a lot of energy. We would negotiate it too. We're like, well, if we do it right now, it's gonna be C plus at best. Are we really?
Is it worth it?
Are we a C plus couple?
Are we a C plus couple, or do we want to wait till it's B-A-minus, you know? So we want to try
to keep that GPA up.
Yeah,
though.
Because I don't think the C-plus game is worth it at this point, you know?
Well, we've gotten to the point, today, I was about to take a shower, and I was about to go into the bathroom. I had already taken all my clothes off.
Already naked.
Yeah, I was naked. And I just look at her. She's on the bed, and I go, hey. And I just did one thrust in the air. She goes, yeah, okay.
The romance is palpable.
I was like, hey.
So, but
treat yourself.
Dave always finds like the oddest way to like ask me if I want to have sex. He's like
he rubs it on your leg like a tubby.
No, one time he thinks it's funny, but I just think it's like weird and uncomfortable. And he like one time he's like, hey, do you want to do the horizontal mop?
Oh Jesus Christ!
Are you fucking joking? Do you have
horizontal mambo.
The horizontal
mambo with Jeff Mercancini. Like,
seriously, just ask me that shit. Like, are you kidding me? And I finally told him, like, can you just ask me if you want? He's done the nary. Oh, do you want to make love? And I'm like, what are you? And I'm
what
like,
are you, a girl?
Lord fucking Byron. What the fuck?
Like, and I'm like, can you just say
make love to me?
There's a movie.
Can you just say like, hey, do you want to have sex? Like,
you want a bone?
Like, there's no.
You want to take the train to Bone Town?
Elaborate. It's a yes or no question. Like, it's just like, hey, do you want to bang? Like, that's fine. You don't. It doesn't need to be like all involved like that.
Like, there's this movie, with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Julia Stiles called Down to You.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I first saw it, I thought this is a ridiculous way to tell somebody you want to have sex. But as the years have progressed, if you guys remember the movie, when she wants to have sex, she buys a cake.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. No, like they go to the store and like she'll just be like, put a cake there, and she's like, and he was like, oh,
we have a cake. Better ways to accomplish.
So I was just like, but I'm like, but that's genius. I'm like, you get sex and cake.
The problem with Christy is that I know that if she's in bed, the moment she gets under the covers, it's not happening.
Well, look at her. I don't like to like waste.
For the people that are not viewing this,
she's shaking her head.
She's shaking her head.
I don't like to waste underwear. So Dave knows that if I put underwear on after the shower, like it's a done deal. It's not happening.
That's like your chastity belt from Robin Hood Men in Tights is your underwear.
Well, because I don't like because you can't put the same ones back on. Like that's nasty. And, like unless it's like a one night stand and you have to go somewhere like right after.
No, you put your panties in your purse like a big girl and you go home.
Like you can't do that. So like I'm not putting.
Or you travel with an extra pair.
Exactly.
Woman on the go bag.
Yes. You keep one in your trunk for whatever. So yeah. Anyway, and so he knows like if I'm coming out of the shower and he sees me putting underwear on, he goes, so I guess we're not having sex tonight.
No.
No. No.
That's no. Correct. Yeah, you are correct.
You are correct. You are very smart. Thank
Would
you.
Would you like a piece of cake? Go to the living room. But yeah, no.
Hi.
No.
And I love messing with her though. The one she has one pet peeve when we're in bed.
Oh jeez.
And it's like because I always my feet always get really cold, so I put them against her because she's always really warm. But then I always get like opposite. My middle, like one of my toes. I just go like this, and I just tickle, and she hates it. It's I like, will fucking ew. Stop.
No, I hate
because it's literally like he'll put his hand. It doesn't the foot doesn't bother me. He'll put his foot on top of my leg for warmth, and then he'll just do this. And I'm like.
Oh my God!
I have butt.
Jesus
like,
Christ!
I don't like feet.
No, like
I don't. Can fucking like, tell.
I don't think that's that big of a deal.
No, but the thing is, like, it's just the feeling of his nail. It's not the foot. It's the nail. Yeah. And it, like, me that one, like it, it's not that it like grosses me out. Me that it gives me like
this is about to pass out.
Yes, seriously. It gives me.
I'm struggling, guys.
I don't know how to say it in English, but it's like me that one me eriza. Like
that's
when
not
he, a word. Yes, it is.
Yes.
It's like you when the, la piel se te
when like you get goosebumps.
Oh, okay, goosebumps is
yeah. But like so, like it's just and it's just the fact that it annoys me that I have literally just back footed, like just go,
donkey kicked
like,
his ass.
Get the fuck off me right now. I'm like, no, you ruined it. You ruined
had
it.
Had your chance. We were all rooting for you.
You ruined it. We were cuddling, and now it's over. Get to your side of the bed.
You fucked it up, Jeffrey.
I'm leaving. You're I'm lucky done. That the child is sleeping and that this bed and this comforter is amazingly comfortable. Our bed is super fucking comfortable. I understand why my child wants to come to our bed.
Yeah, we have a super comfortable bed too. And like we slept in a queen for like a good amount of like the first part of our marriage. And then like when I was
surprised you're still married.
When I was eight months pregnant, I'm like, I cannot do this anymore. Like we are going to IKEA and we are buying a king size bed. And like we went and we dropped like $800 on like a bed and a mattress. And so I'm like, I'm not like, I cannot do this anymore.
I'll see your queen and I'll raise you. We shared a full for like 11 months.
Yeah, Nary and I shared a full for a while too.
That's a, no, but the best part about it is full. I remember.
Ew, why?
Because it was
cause that's what we had.
My room. It was in my room. That
it was my bedroom. Yeah.
But let me tell you, the funniest part about it is I remember when we were dating, that we went to.
You remember that far back?
Yeah, exactly. It was a long time ago. But we went to a friend's
wedding. I took her to a talking picture.
Yeah.
Were they black and white?
Yeah.
Sorry, I never do that.
No,
it's never me.
We saw the brand new film from Humphrey Bogart.
Shut your face.
Dave's like, me too.
Yesterday.
I just bought 7 of those movies.
All the time.
On Geek War, he just kept talking about all these movies from like the 60s and the 40s. And I was like, bro, can you please like just try to name something current? Name something in color, no. Please.
Give me something after 1975.
Color. Technicolor. Even I'll take CinemaScope. Bro, at least come me out here, dude. Like you do
CinemaScope.
Look,
Singing in the Rain. I will take a half and half movie that it was like half black and white.
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz.
Is the 30s.
Wizard.
But half a black and white and half a color.
But so oh my god. So I remember going to our friend's wedding in the Keys, and it was like Key Largo, I think it was, and we all stayed in the same like resort, like hotel, not even resort. It was like a hotel that has like 15 rooms, and like they rented out the entire place,
like a B&B.
Yeah. So we, and that was what the wedding was, and the reception and everything. And we were sharing a room with Jeff and his best friend and his then girlfriend, now wife. And I remember we were sleeping on like a full or a queen or something, mm-hmm. and we were on top of each other. Like me and Jeff used to sleep in the middle of the bed, snuggled up together. Like that is how we slept all freaking night long. Yeah. And I remember Jen going, how do you guys do that? Don't you like, aren't you hot? And now it's like king size bed. Get the fuck over there.
Yeah.
I made some money and I got my ass a king size bed.
Well,
on your side.
We pillow topped that shit.
Like at least, I pillow topped and then I got the Tempur-Pedic topper on top of it. I was like, I'm not leaving.
No, and now we have the down comforter.
Yeah.
Like we have the hotel comforter.
But my beautiful and intelligent wife got a all white comforter and our dog.
A white comforter.
Yeah, but the problem is our dog sleeps with us. And he goes outside to pee.
Yeah.
So he gets on the bed, and the comforter is like dark now.
Yeah,
well, this is what I do. I keep a spray bottle with bleach, like with diluted bleach, and I just like spray the spots.
And I have to do that because like it's just looks bad. And like right now we put a blanket over that area, so his day is not on the blanket, but that doesn't work for him.
Yeah. No. But every once in a while, like we're just laying in bed, and I'm like. I still say it to this day. It's been like 3.5 years that we've had this bed. And I'm like, I'm really glad we have this bed.
Oh, yeah.
I was 8 months pregnant. I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. We're like, this bed is amazing.
Yeah.
This is what it is. And then my mom for Mother's Day is when she gave us the down comforter. Like the comforter. And
thanks,
like,
Mom.
And like, I remember like the first like Treat night. Yourself. Yeah, the first night or the second
Treat
night.
Yourself,
like,
2017.
Jeff wakes up in the morning and he's just like, I can't. It's just, I can't get up.
Yeah.
He's like, it's just too comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's there. Now Nathan's like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
I'm debating buying him a down comforter for his bed.
You should do that.
Well, we switched his mattress. We took my mom's mattress, which is a pillow top, put it in his room, and gave my mom his plain, like, regular, because I figured, okay, well, I'm getting my kid a full-size bed. I just got him a standard mattress.
Right.
I'm like, he went from a crib mattress to...
No, Lincoln has, like, a fancy crib mattress. Because my mom bought him the crib mattress, and, like, she spared no expense on this goddamn fucking crib mattress. So his crib mattress is a pillow top.
Are all those curse words necessary for a crib mattress?
These goddamn motherfucking crib mattress. She sounds like the
Nathan's,
guy from
Nathan's
Deadwood.
Crib mattress was a good crib mattress, but then we bought, like, but it was okay, so we bought him, like, a pillow top
rule, you're fine.
Sheet over it. Mm-hmm. Like, it had a pillow top like mm-hmm. comforter, but so with the full size bed, I was like, well, I'm just gonna get him like a regular bed, no big deal. And he kept wanting to come to our bed, so I was like, okay, well, maybe we need a more comfy bed. And my mom's been bitching for a while that the bed that she had dips in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it dips in the middle of a full size grown woman,
right?
You put a full size giant child, and it doesn't dip as much. So Nathan loves that the mattress. So we put hers in there. My mom is like super happy with Nathan. So this is a brand new mattress, and she's old and she likes the like sturdiness of the.
Well, Dave was like all about a firm mattress, and until I did like this magic with this bed, and now like he will not go back. And I'm like, because he's fucking 87 years old and wanted a firm mattress.
That's so important.
He's like, when we were mattress shopping, he's like, oh, this is too soft. I'm like, shut your fucking dirty whore mouth.
The other people at the retirement home when we were watching the films told me that the firm mattresses
are
better.
You shut your mouth because I am like obscenely pregnant and I'm going to get the fucking mattress that I want to get.
What was that?
That's Dave's talkie voice.
Like, what are you doing?
When Dave was an announcer for the
yeah. Now batting. Yeah, exactly. But number 40. It's number 42.
Not Casey at bat. This is not, I don't know what you're going with. This is not who's on first.
Thanks for killing it.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Why do you think you got married?
I know you.
So I could kill all your dreams and your hopes and your aspirations.
You're so successful.
Okay. Welcome to Mary.
By the way, we're in our second bottle. We're almost done with our second bottle.
This is the first time in I don't know how many weeks that we've opened a second bottle, guys.
I do like the Big Six, I will tell you.
It was great.
It is great.
I think this is a good time to start talking about it.
By the way, if you read the back, it's. I think Dave, you should take that for Dave because Dave will appreciate the back.
Why is everything...
So she's
whoa. No,
that's like the title of my autobiography. Why is
everything sticky with Jeff Mercancini?
Hey, Vanessa, you got any extra wine? Vanessa, you got any wine that hasn't turned?
Why, you want to go three? I have to work tomorrow.
Oh, I don't. My kid's with my in-laws.
Man, well, this is the party episode with me? What's up?
For round two, I'm out. I mean, I'm not gonna like...
What are you looking for?
Operation Nifty Package. That's what I was looking for.
Okay, so the wine, again, we're drinking Big Six Bourbon Barrel.
And it's the red
blend. Wine blend.
Because they have a Zinfandel and they have a Cabernet
Sauvignon.
There we go.
He called me and he's like, should I get the red blend or should I get the Cabernet Sauvignon? He's like, I don't know how to say it. Vanessa says it.
Like, you guys, you know that I say it in a funny way, not granted, the correct way. Okay, just making sure.
That's not how you actually say it?
I can't tell if you're joking. Okay, so the back of the bottle. What?
April? Okay. No, because if according to Neri, that means she's funny, so she couldn't be April.
Of course.
Because we're talking about ridiculous things and saying ridiculous things.
This is true.
Okay, so back to the wine.
Sorry.
It says, in the early 1920s, Mickey Big Six Doyle was the fastest outlaw runner in all of Bourbon County, Kentucky.
You want me to read this like the old-timey voice?
Please do.
Okay.
Please do, because I'm not going to do that.
All right. In the early 1920s...
Really?
I asked her if she wants me to read it because this sounds like it would. In the early 1920s, Mickey Big Six Doyle was the fastest outlaw runner in all of Bourbon County, Kentucky. The sound of his souped-up six-cylinder engine ripped through the sober night air. The hooligans knew Doyle would be making deliveries to all the underground hotspots and speakeasies. But the suits could never catch up thanks to Big Six and his rip-roaring shenanigans.
Shenanigans?
Cheeky shenanigans. This has a 15.1% alcohol per volume.
Ooh, that's kind of high.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was really good.
It was really good.
Anytime you want to bring this back, you're welcome to.
I like it.
Good choice, Jeffrey.
It was actually smoother than the Apothic Inferno. Because Apothic has a
bourbon barrel wine.
A bourbon barrel.
You had a mosquito.
Did you just slap her right there?
You saw it.
What happens?
There was a mosquito on your face.
On her forehead.
Is that foreplay?
So wait, for the listeners, I was trying to
slap his penis on her forehead. Wiped a mosquito.
I didn't knight her with.
I
got the Lady Guinevere.
You may rise.
I just tried.
You may rise.
I just tried to verbalize.
Duchess Christie of Campos Magoncini.
I tried to verbalize bourbon barrel and got face slapped.
Why'd you eat me?
You had a mosquito on your fucking forehead.
You had a mosquito on your forehead.
I saw it.
You're lucky she saw it. Because if not, you just
see it. Listen, you know what? Next time he's just going to let you get...
Yeah.
No, that's okay.
Let it suck your blood out and get you Zika.
But then she can't have another baby.
Yeah.
For 2 years.
Well, that's okay because Vanessa...
Getting Zika with Jeff Murray.
See, Vanessa...
I'm going to let you get Zika.
Vanessa saved
I'm going to let you get it. See how you like it then.
Per Stephanie's view, you just slapped me in the forehead.
Because it was like over here. Of course she's not going to see it. It's blocked by the rest of your forehead.
You're saying I have a big forehead?
No, yeah, it's just blocked no. by the curvature of your forehead.
You don't have a big forehead.
No, you don't at all.
No, I don't. I just said it.
I do.
I do too. But it's okay. Because Tyra told me that girls with big foreheads are beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Tyra.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Tyra and Tyra's the model of common sense and logic. So
we're rooting off. We're rooting for you.
What? Why were you just? Why'd you just scream at me?
We're rooting for you.
Yeah, and she wants to open a third bottle.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sweetie.
I want to open a third bottle.
All right, that's good.
So, open it at home.
Yeah.
I will.
You can open. You can open it at home.
Jesus. No, I'm just actually putting my feet there.
Okay. Well, because
like, what the fuck?
Because you're.
Wait till you get home, Chrissy. Keep it in your pants. All right.
No, we already did that.
Facebook Live.
We're no, going live. Facebook Live.
Facebook Live is shit.
Listen, there's a reason we take care of this shit early, because by the time we get home, I just want to sleep.
Facebook Live with Jeffrey.
You sound like the woman that's married to the guy that just read that. We're famous in the Kentucky bourbon circles.
The Facebook Live.
Myself and, what is it? Me and Big Six Durham. We share. We own this part, this town.
And you catch us on the Facebook Live.
Hey, darling. Hey, darling. You want to go see? You want to go see one of them films?
Yeah.
I'd love to, dear.
Let's go to them. Let's go to them talking.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Maybe it wasn't Oliver's drool.
No, the mic is dry now.
Okay.
Oh, finally dry.
So you need to come up with a name for that woman. That character needs to have a name.
All of my characters have names, so you're at that okay. Character needs to have a name.
Just she'll like, have a name by next
just
week.
Just like your like New Eurekan needs yeah. To have a name.
Oh, your New Eurekan was pretty damn good.
Your okay. New Eurekan was
Penelope
good.
Dos Santos.
No, not Penelope.
No, it's Penelope. Not Penelope. Too white. It's like Consuelo de los Santos.
Usnavi.
Usnavi's.
Usnavi's a boy's name, though.
Oh. It's
unisex.
It's in the Heights, it's a boy's name.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a ship. It's a branch of yes. The military. It's,
I have a book that it's a girl's name.
You can do it. Us dólares.
Uy.
Uy.
Us dólares.
When?
US dollars.
Wait, like that old novela. Luz Clarita?
Marimar.
Sánchez de los Reyes.
One day when I'm a little bit more drunk, you'll meet Estelle.
Oh, Estelle's been around.
We've heard Estelle. We've met Estelle.
Did you see on Netflix that they added that, oh, hello.
It's not time for Edie.
Edie's fun. I like Edie.
But she's her hair just came down, guys.
She's uh-oh. Gonna do Edie because I gave her
what
like some
gave her a shawl.
I gave
oh your kimono.
She's gonna be Edie.
I'm gonna be Edie Beetle.
Oh no.
No, I can't. No,
we gotta I'm get her more liquored up.
I'm not
so that. She becomes Edie.
No.
And we need butterfly wings.
Yeah. No, she waves an American flag. That's what
I think.
She does.
I think my old timey lady. Her name is gonna be Esther.
Esther.
Yeah.
Okay. Esther.
Esther. Let's go to the movies.
I want to see a film.
How'd you become Harvey Fierstein?
Hi, darling.
And now you're unisex. Hey,
Harvey Fierstein is a national treasure.
And now you're unisex.
I don't understand. They say smoking's bad for you, but I sound fantastic.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Wearing sunglasses, guys.
Best statement ever.
It's 11 p.m.
Order my breakfast. I can't speak in Spanish.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, Valium stuff is the best.
Xanax stuff. I haven't done Valium yet.
Xanax stuff is the best.
When she
tells, I don't fucking know.
I don't know. Can you order my breakfast? Order I don't want to speak in Spanish.
And then she like sits next to me and date.
Like, I can't speak in Spanish.
It's even better.
No entiendo español.
You have no idea what it's like coming off of that high. It's like rough.
Actually, you know what?
Especially when I was like thrust into the let's go to breakfast situation.
I may try to find out what a melatonin even. High feels like tomorrow tonight.
I told David on Monday like that I don't have any plans for anything. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to drop Link off at camp and I'm going to come back home and I'm going to take a Valium and I'm going to go to sleep because I am like so tired.
There you go.
I am so tired.
Yeah, I think I need to do that tonight.
And you're not doing a Woo Bro on Monday?
Fuck.
Take the Valium and do a Woo Bro. I'm excited about my day. But in English only, because I don't speak Spanish.
Boop.
Spanish is hard.
Yo no entiendo muy bien.
I
really could not translate at that moment. Like, it was like I was trying to do it in my head as I was like, fuck, Rada has a Cuban restaurant and like I'm gonna need to order. And yeah. I don't know, I don't think that my brain can comprehend translating from one language.
I was hoping you were gonna grab the menu and be like, do you have one in English? This is America.
Whoa. Steph.
Vanessa, can you order croquetas?
But the Spanish ones, so say croquetas.
The Spanish ones, not the ones that they bring.
Croquettes.
Yeah.
The ones that they bring, the Latins, not the ones that they
the
bring.
Latins. The Latins.
The ones that they bring the people, just like in Chinese restaurants. The ones that they bring the Chinese people, not the ones like that they serve. They are like, the you know that there's a different menu. You know when you go to a Chinese restaurant that there's a different
today,
menu.
Today
the shit
lunch?
Comes out and I'm like, where the fuck was that on the menu?
Well, today,
some
like,
secret menu.
Today when we were at lunch, that we were at a teppanyaki place and the guy was like,
bless
oh,
him.
He's like, oh, hi, yeah, blah, blah. He's cooking the food. And then my friend asked for, so I forgot what it was that he asked for, but I was like, it was something like, I was like, why did you ask for that? And then he just turns to this lady and he's like, starts talking, I'm not going to be racist and say it, but he starts talking in Japanese and I go,
but like real what? Japanese, yes. Like how Joey speaks French Japanese.
No, no, it was a Japanese person to another Japanese person.
Oh, okay.
It was yeah,
because
and I was like, this guy, yeah,
off the
and I'm like,
menu.
And I'm like, this guy's talking shit right now.
Yeah,
and this guy's gonna bring you something that they just did from under cheese, like from waiting.
This guy's gonna bring you the cat. That they yeah, over in the back in the parking lot.
And he's like, okay, we take care of you, sir. We'll take care of you. Oh fuck,
no.
You're done. You're
no,
done.
No, don't
eat that.
Take care
don't,
of
eat, don't eat that. All right, guys. So now that we've been extremely racist towards our own people and others,
we can be racist towards our own people.
Jeff was really good. He did not make one accent.
I wasn't
through that whole discussion.
Yeah. I didn't either. You guys
I almost
fun of like Xanax.
No. But I mean, right now the Chinese and Japanese restaurant.
Yeah,
because that could have gone.
I could have gone. I could have done Jerry Lewis.
Don't.
Oh yeah, the worst casting ever. Jerry Lewis in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah.
No.
That's awful.
That was bad casting.
All right, so let's talk about this wine, because clearly...
It was good.
Clearly it got us drunk. Clearly.
Are we ready to... Are we there?
Look.
Yeah, no. Dude, it's been over 2 hours.
Has it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first time I paused, we were at an hour 5, and now we're at an hour 7.
We started recording at 9.
I had picked this. I had never had this wine before, but I picked it because of the bourbon barrel thing, because like I said before, I love anything bourbon... related
bourbon like
so
and he wanted a
bourbon
big boy wine
adjacent.
For here
and I wanted it since I typically drink I drank white wines but they called me an old woman.
You are an old
woman. That is old woman.
All right, well
it is old woman shit.
Well, you know what,
what's your cheapest pink wine?
I would like a rosé.
Salmon please.
I'll take the pizza.
Pizza.
All right,
I need to be cross because I have to get ready for regatta.
Okay. Of course,
I can't.
You do.
Of course,
she, of course.
Because the tiki tiki music, I just can't.
You guys think that we're kidding when we say that people in Miami sound like?
No, this is exactly what they sound
exactly
like.
Exactly what they sound like.
There's a reason we find it so hysterical.
So amazing.
You want to tell them about the new thing you taught me today in the car?
No, she Swatching? Is the one that taught me about it.
Oh, yeah, but you, again, what
did
I just
I
said.
You? What did I teach? You?
That I learned that if you want,
I'm not. I don't want to
the
take
nude.
No, that it that,
the best nude.
Oh,
yeah, that you look at your nipple.
Your nipple color?
Yeah,
I'm
and
wearing my nipple.
No.
My nipple's
oh,
nude.
Okay. Nipple's purple. Whoa. Whoa.
My color's kind of purple.
Wearing your nipple with Jeff Mercantini. No, but here's the best part about that lesson. We were in the car on the way over here, and she's looking, and she's like, yeah, this one actually matches my nipple. And then I'm driving, and then we get to red light. She's like, look. And I look over, and her tit's out in the front seat.
Did you drink at dinner?
No, not really.
She had a glass of wine, but her tit was out, and she's holding the pen to it.
Well, all I did was like this, and I was like,
she's holding the pen to it, and she goes, look, it's just like mine. And I go, babe, there's cars right there looking inside.
I'm like, they're not looking in this car. We got tints.
That's why I never, like, give roadhead, because I'm always, like, so scared that somebody's going to
look
that's
in. Why.
No,
not because
I really
might
am
choke
because,
and
like,
die.
Well, that's true, because your head would be really high up, because...
Listen, giving roadhead for
if
Stephanie
if
is a choking
hazard.
You might, yeah,
but if
you
hit a pothole,
you're going to hit the roof.
Dangerous.
Yeah, you might get impaired. It'd be a Final Destination situation.
No.
Oh, my God, what a horrible way to go. Can you explain that to your mother?
That's
Didn't
what
some guy just
Hello?
Get charged for that?
That
like,
what that's what happens on American Gods, that they find the
Oh,
chick,
that's right, yeah.
They find the chick.
No, but
the,
that just happened right now.
Right,
just
right,
happened
but,
right
but
now.
We're talking about your,
guy,
an impaled
yes,
situation.
In the real world, this guy was charged with the death of his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that
oh,
his penis
yeah,
was so
no,
big
a filthy,
that
filthy liar.
Of course, he's a filthy liar, but she choked on it and died. That was his defense.
No.
He got
You're
off.
A filthy, filthy liar.
He got off.
But see, the thing is that she died by herself. Like, she died in the hospital. Can you imagine, like, getting to, a, like, an accident scene or, like, you're in the car. Excuse me, officer. Yes, she was giving me. I want to know how many, like, accidents have been caused by Roadhead.
A lot.
What are you guys doing to your dog?
The Baloo's snoring.
Oh. But that's why I won't do it, because I'm always so afraid that, like, someone's going to, like, peek over and, like, see it. And I'd, like, I'm not into, like, the voyeurism thing. Like, it's not my cup of tea. So, yeah, I don't want people watching things. It's weird.
But don't you drive, like, a big giant car? You're above everybody.
I do, but there's other big giant cars that are my height.
Again, she can't go that low.
It's because Dave's sitting in a booster seat.
Oh, shit.
I was talking about the penis.
Shots fired.
Blah, blah, blah. M and L. Bop, boop, bop.
All right, guys, so thanks for checking us out. You can find us on the Geek Bro Network, along with all of our brother podcasts. This is when What's Up, Bro? Thing. What's Good? Cosplay Fame, Zeroes on Heroes, Mount Geekmore.
House of Heels, Shiver.
Shiver.
There's no picture on the wall.
I know, they're right there. That's what I'm saying. Shiver.
I can't see them.
House of Heel. I don't know what the fuck the black one is.
I think that's just the Geek Bro one. Like the
No, there's one behind the Geek Bro.
Okay, so wait, What's Up, Bro? What's Good? Cosplay Fame, Mount Geekmore, Zeroes on Heroes, Shiver, House of Heel.
What's Up, Bro?
I said What's Up, Bro, because it's the first one up there. Yeah, I think that's it. And then there's
Chrissy's
one more.
Chrissy's going to stand up and hold it.
No, we already got Zeroes on Heroes.
House of Heel, Shiver. Yeah.
Zeroes on Heroes, Shiver, and House of Heel is over here.
Okay.
Okay.
So those are all of our brother podcasts. You can check them out on the Geek Bro Network. If you have a wine recommendation, please send it to us via email. Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com.
I love when she spells.
Apparently I'm the only one that can spell.
Basically. That's why I point at you. Go.
Follow us on all of our social media, Mamas and Merlot, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat that we don't use, but it's there. And
we use it for the, like, animal faces
that we then don't post. I'm gonna start posting all my lip syncing videos because
these videos of Despacito.
It's a thing now. Right?
It is. Like, it's our thing.
If any of us hears a song, we have to send it to the chat.
Well, it's Steph's fault.
Well, that's what we do. But
I love how she gives the finger while simultaneously checking herself out.
I'm taking selfies.
I know you are. And she's doing the face. Is that the regular, like, or the Bieber?
You know,
Bieber.
The thing is, like, the first, like...
I'm sorry.
If Bieber's not on it, it doesn't exist.
You know, like, it did the first strings, and for a second there, I thought it was, like, an NSYNC song. And I was like, no more than 8 seconds, or now we get sued.
Okay.
Yeah, 7 seconds.
7 seconds.
That was, like, 23. So we're going to get sued. All right, guys. So, again, thanks for checking us out. And happy Father's Day to all of our dads and all of our single mamas who act like dads.
I'm not.
Nobody's making fun of you.
Jeff,
let me point it at me.
She's finishing the exit.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Jesus. Don't worry. Just keep taking pictures.
You were this pretty. You take pictures, too.
All right, guys. Oh, okay.
In his defense, he is that pretty.
Aww. Cheers, guys. Oh, my God.
Thank you guys for having me.
He's photogenic. I'm not. Cheers.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Money, please.
Money.
She snorted.
All right, cheers, goodbye.